Plus, I did the mental education. I thought maybe I just start off this year with Dvar HaLokha that our salvation needs to say the name of his father that mercy is at home. This week's segment, Parshas Bayi, I wrote in the dinim of the Chol Tzeitzer. So one of the many dinim is, Kol Penecha V'Yachavot. The uncle is right on the topic, but it doesn't only mean on Bachri, the Necha doesn't only refer to that way. It even refers to a Jew, it's Bar Yisrael Shin Ishtame. Right. Kol Aron L'Yachavot is another group, an Aron L'Yachavot divinity. And if the Necha means a Jew, Mishin Esnaka Maisa, Shavit Shabha Shaman. Means if Yisrael Shabha Yavad is Aron. So the Rav said over that if you look in the Chofetz Chaim Sefer on Gemara's Vachish, Chofetz Chaim made like a riff. The riff has a picture of all the cookies. So Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer that's called Mikuti Halacha. The riff is called Halacha. If you look at the riff, he wrote the Sefer that he called Mikuti Halacha. He has the Horus on the bottom, he's got Achseid and other Horus. So he has on the question that you can see. On the last page in the Mikuti Halacha, Chofetz Chaim has the Rona Riffus and he's got Achseid on the bottom. He's writing the details of this dinner, Kol Penecha V'Yachavot. So he quotes, in the last page in Menachos, because the last mission in Menachos has an attitude. Not only is a Kohen who's a resident of the Zohar not permitted to bring Karbonos in the Beis Hanid, but even a Kohen Shavar of the Zohar, the Shavar of the Chubit, Kohen Shashim should have been Kohen Yavar Isham Shavar Migdash. Even Kohen who brought Karbonos in Beis Kohen, Beis Kohen was a Beis Hanid with the head of Egypt. And the Kohen, the Lo Yisham Shabbat Mikdosh, and even though that was Lashamani, that the Yisrael were just bringing Shkut Echut, they were just bringing Karbon of Kutz La'azara. And then the Mishnah says, the Kol Shein, the Kohen Shishim Yisrael, the Nizar Mamish, even the Kol Shabbat he's not permitted to bring Karbon from the Beit HaMikdosh. But the Chofetz Chaim has a Shaila there. What if it is? What if the Kohen Sh'ovra of the Nizar, the Sh'ov the Tshuva, and he went ahead and he did bring Karbon, so the Avoda be possible to get. He quotes the Rambam and says, hold it even with the Yevit. It's no good, and he says, who is in the Safina, he would have said anything to the Yevit. It is good, just like a Chilach still does not talk to the Yevit. Then the Zerachpeh, then the Chavetz Chaim has a Mishael. What if he's not a Kohen She'ovah Davoy Dezor? What if he's a Kohen She'kaifer Betar? A Kaifer Betar. But it's also Dine Ka'akum, it's also a Numer. He should have the same deal. He declares, and then he thinks that it should be the same. He's Mechalit that it should be the same. And that's what he writes in the Mishnah Brura as well. And Hilchas Nisias Kapayim, the Shulchanach has it in that a Kohen from the Tshuva Taraj, but just like a Kohen Shavad Avodah Zarah, even because of the Tshuva, is not permitted to bring Korbanos, so also a Kohen Shavad Avodah Zarah, even because of the Tshuva, is not permitted to duchen. And the Taisus on the Lev Zaf and Menachem, the quote of Rabbi Negeshim said, not so, the Rabbi Negeshim Rabbi made a Pakona, that the Pakona Sashovim, that the character of Kohanim, who was deemed Avodah Zarah, and then because of the Tshuva, so he said he made the various takonis, but those who are punishes, there is one takonis, but the Kohen Shabbat Rabbi Rizal, the Kohen of the Tshuva, he is permitted to do it. What exactly? What do you mean he made a takonis Hashem? If he's possible, if he's possible, we can then I can make a takonis, or just a hablach of a Torah, if he's under the Church of Shalom. But does it mean that he holds it? He can read in his kosher. And it's a little unclear in terms. It says that Rabbi Gershom holds that he may do it, and other Rishonim hold that he may not do it. So the Shulchan Aruch, he passed in the Kohen Shabbat Rabbi Rizal, the Kohen of the Tshuva, he is forbidden to do it. So there, the Mishnah Brura writes, that it's lobbed up to Ovid Avedizor, who had been on if he's Machal Shabbat Sukkah Hestia, if he's a Mummer, if he's a Pirate or something, if he's a Kaplan, so also, even if he's a Chilahaka, he's not permitted to do. And that's what Rasul Beitik said, that his father, Ramosh Zatzal, disagreed. He thought that this Kiddush that the Chofetz Chaim has on the Lord Zavim office, and in Hilchos Mesiras Kaplan, he thought that it wasn't correct. And his riot was, from the Gemara in Avedizor, and Das Yun Zalid, that we were discussing before Hanukkah, that he writes, but his main right was the Gemara of Yisrael. The Gemara says not only, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, that not only a Kohen Shishinish Lav Yisrael is not permitted to bring Korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kelim, the actual Sharis that were used for the purpose of Lav Yisrael, so you're never permitted to use them again in the Beit HaMikdash. So Ramosh is always kind of, if you're going to say that it's because Kohen Shabbat Lav Yisrael is a Mumadim Ta'akum, if it's because of the Mumris Agavra, how does that apply to Canaan? Or if you're going to say because of the Mumris Agavra, how come it didn't begin even because of the Tshuva? Mishnah says in the end of an office, according to Obed Avodah Zarah, because of the Tshuva, it's still not allowed to bring Korban, it's still not allowed to duchen. And the Mishnah Brura has the Chofetz Chaim has a machloket, what if it's the Eved, what if he want to have any good Korban, it's the Eved. So he says that Taisus Meravam says that even the Eved is possible, even because of the Tshuva, Vachakar Chavah, even the Eved is possible. And he thinks that maybe he can dig it up. He started to read tomorrow that maybe he can dig it up with them. Maybe the evidence would be good. But half the reason is that the Chachim said, "Kol Shabbat of Israel, Chazu B'Tshuva, he's not a mummer anymore." So you see, the Pharisee needs to deem him. The Yidl Chazu B'Tshuva can't bring Kabbalah. He's by Kalim. But Kalim can't say the Kli is a mummer. You see, the Pharisee of the Gemara that has nothing to do with the mummer Sagavra is that because other Avad Yizara is Moses by the Vaya. But the Gemara like Avoya, how did he know that was Rabbi Moshe's time? How did the Chavos claim that was Bishtel to a Machal Shabbos with Esther, or even to one of the Kaif of the Chavos or Akula? How do you know? Maybe only Avoya is Zorah, the Mice Avoya is Zorah, it constitutes more. Maybe Kaif or other things is not that normal. Maybe you shouldn't suppose. That's why Halacha might be. Oh, so he used to encourage, he said his father and he used to encourage Kohanim to Duchen even if they were Machal Shabbos now. Not only Mechal Shabbos, Shechol Shabbos, even though it was still Mechal Shabbos, he would encourage them to do it. There are other people in Europe even if the man isn't religious. I remember once there was a coin and shul on Yom Kippur. I remember once in Boston there was a coin and shul, I'm pretty sure it was Yom Kippur. And he never shnecked that line of shul all year long. And it came to Musaf, I think came to Duchenim by Musaf, in the middle of Chazaras HaShem, they started to convince the Kohen that he should Duchenim. He never Duchenim before, didn't know the masters, didn't know what it was all about. So they were trying to convince him in the middle of the davening that he should Duchenim, until they finally convinced him. He wasn't at all a religious though. Until they finally convinced him that all the Kohen had already washed their hands, they had already come back, and the Chazan was up to return. And this guy was beginning to walk to go until he finally convinced him, he was beginning to walk to Washington. And Shaila was, what's called Eicher Raglav? What if he's Eicher Raglav walking in the other direction? He's Eicher Raglav walking out of the shul to Washington. If he's Eicher Raglav from the washing towards the demon, that's Eicher Raglav. That's the definition of Eicher Raglav. Here's Eicher Raglav in the other direction. So they just said, then they could be makel, so they're not going to wait so long. He said, they'll be makel on this guy, that's enough. Even though it says he should be machmir, for this guy, good enough.
Maybe this way will be retired from that.
Yeah. The Gemara says that it was possible because the Mizbeach was not allowed to be used for Korbanos in the Hashanah came in because it was used for Avodah Zarah by the Gemara. It's not because the Mizbeach is a mummer. Mizbeach is a mummer, these guys. So it's because of Avodah Zarah. One pasuk is by Korban Pesach, but it says Kol Banecha LaYechodai. So Kabbalah Kol Banecha LaYechodai, the Neiri on that Chavchet himself and learned Shas Kol Banecha LaYechodai, the Yibra Chazi B'Tshuva. Because he's bothered with a kasha, the Gemara has a drush on that Chavchet on the base of Tzotim. Kol Banecha LaYechodai, so the Gemara is mosaic, Bohu Ein Oecha LaYechodai, the Master of Gemara. If it's a Necha, the Mumer is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but he is permitted to eat Chavchet Mara. What do you mean? It's permitted to eat Chavchet Mara? It's a Kibusha Yesh Boi. Why don't you can give matzah and mara to our boy also, to the aim also. So it means he's mechayiv. He's mechayiv, so yes, he's mechayiv to come past the whole stuff. He's mechayiv to do tshuva and to come past the whole stuff. So what is the pasuk of my father, Nechel Yehovah, Bohu Eino Echel? So some Rishonim say, the Miri quote, some Rishonim say that he did tshuva, and even though he did tshuva, it's possible the Yehovah to participate in come past the whole. Like the Mishnah says in the end of Menachah, that a Kohen Shavu Rabbi Dizor, even a Kohen of a Tshuva, is not permitted to go out right on based on Mikdash. And that's the Drosh, a Kohen Reino Echol, if he's Kohen of a Tshuva, he's never, for the rest of his life, he's never allowed to keep Kohen Kansa, I will echol hope to mark him off, but that he is Mokhiz, that he's Mokhiz to do, and he's permitted to do it. And then other Mishnah give a different opinion on that cash. What do you mean, Bo Reino Echol? Okay, let's learn a little bit more. I'm going to show you how to do it. He says about Tzilus, Krishna says about Tzilus should be a person who is always true. One should not... No, it means he should have had a good reputation. A person has to be known with a good reputation. It's known to have in the past that a bad reputation, well, love here and there doesn't really destroy the person's good reputation. We know at one time that he wasn't religious, and now he's because of the truth. It says there shouldn't be the Chazan Kavua. And Dikroi is a Shaila. The prophets have such a person. He has your side, you have no bear. Okay, the Gemara called Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a lot of details about the Satiste and about the Raglaim. Okay. I remember many years ago, Great Thomas Kaufman told me that he heard, and also the Rabbi Yerushalayim Rabbi told me that he heard that from all the Masichtas that Rav Soloveitchik said, Shiraman Brachas was the best Masichta. Maybe true. And then he heard that the best part of Brachas was the Sugya of Beis HaKisa. I think that part, someone was pulling his leg. Most of them, Rav Soloveitchik had so much stir on this, I think that one told him that half of it was true, the other half was a joke. Anyway, the Gemara has all the details about Beis HaKisa. Tanya Yira, we have a Brisa. Hanichnas of Beit HaKisa Kavua. Beit HaKisa Kavua means that the Nishtoya is sitting there, right in the middle of Chav Yimona. If a person has to go to Beit HaKisa with his Toya already, so the Din requires Chlenus Tzil of the Rishik Dalai Amai, he has to remove the Tzilin before he reaches within Dalai Amai of the Toya. And where does he put the Tzilin when he goes into the Beit HaKisa? Menichem Achalon HaSamach Lushusara. He should leave it on the outside somewhere. The Nichnas, then he goes back and he goes into the Beis HaKisa. Yukasha Yoyta, when he's finished, he should not put the tefillin on within Dalad Amos of the Tzoya. He should be marked Dalad Amos away from the Tzoya. And then the Nichnas, then he puts back on the tefillin. Dilei Beis Shammai. The Menetach over here, the Zman HaGemara, the practice was that they used to wear tefillin all day long. It's the Iker Adin. The Shaila was the Iker Adin Deraisa, the Iker Adin Derabonon, Machloikis Rishayim, and the Machloikis in the later Achayim. But that is the Iker Adin is that one is obligated to wear tefillin all day long. So that's what the Gemara is going to have a lot of details when he takes off the tefillin. He should put it in such a place that he should be able to put the tefillin back on immediately, as soon as possible. By your that's no problem. We don't wear a tefillin all day long. Even if someone is masked in the middle of davening, he's not going to take the tefillin to outside of the Beit HaKisa, and then when he's going to come out, he's going to put it back on. He'll leave the tefillin on the shul. He'll come back 5 minutes later, half an hour later. He's not in such a rush. But the Gemara, they were masked to wear tefillin as much as possible all day long. So you should only leave the tefillin at the closest possible spot. That you should have the least possible time to leave tefillin. The least possible time. That was one of the minas chassidus that Rav had. Rav had etzim minas of chassidus. So one of them was that he never walked Dalad Amos to leave tefillin. Also to leave Torah. Another Rav. He never walked Dalad Amos without saying some dinner Torah. But to leave tefillin. The other Baal Batim didn't have such a minas. Not to walk Dalad Amos to leave tefillin. That's what's good in that. But they all tried to wear tefillin all day long. That's what Rav Eni Yoyde quotes the Kasha on this Gemara. All of Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. How can you have such a thing that a person wears tefillin all day long? The Gemara has Yumas in that Hesach Hadas is often. That the fellow is taking care of a computer, he's working, he drives a horse and buggy, whatever. Yeah, obviously there's going to be Hesach Hadas. The Gemara has only Achilas Haroyes, not Achilas Kepa, the dinner that you have to take off the tefillin because you may get drunk, Rashi says. Maybe some shikr, but Achilas Haroyes, the Zman HaGemara is Mutsu. Mr. Brewer says that the Zman is able to know it's tefillin all day long, just wear the Zman Tzilo, it's not proper to eat with tefillin, not even Achilas Haroyes. So the Zman HaGemara, that they run to wear tefillin all day long, it's only Achilas Kepa, it's not Achilas Haroyes Mutsu. So that's the shadow of any idiot. What happened to the dinner that tefillin is also the Hesach Hadat, the Kavachanus, and the Tzitz? When you hear the tzitz, you're not permitted to have hesach hadas, the kalachem of the tefillin. But then he quotes that the Rambam, the different tefillin, so he says, according to the Rambam, there's no kasha. Because the Rambam writes that hesach hadas is only a violation if the person thinks of improper thought. He's thinking of hirurim, that he shouldn't, he really should never have the chal, but that's what's also the tefillin. But if the person is actually in business, unless he's thinking they're crooked business, that is the tumor. So that's called Hesach Hadas. But he says, let's say, he says if the fellow's going to fall asleep, because the Baldic has no bad humor, fine. Well, what's so bad about that? It's wonderful. He's going to eat. So what's so bad if he eats? What's so bad if he eats? Let's actually look at our Lord. What's so terrible? He doesn't have to think of the chill the whole time. As long as he doesn't think about anything improper.
Well, that
what? Right, that's a different thing. The Gemara says, Ashinat Keva. Right, the Gemara says in Sukkah that Ashinat Keva, he shouldn't sleep with the tefillin on. Because Shema Yafiach Baham, or if he's holding the tefillin, they drop it and he doesn't sleep. The Gemara in Sukkah has different... that's a different thing. The Gemara in Sukkah is Machalik. The Gemara is Machalik in Sukkah. At the end of the second paragraph, Gemara says, you're not allowed to sleep with the Sukkah, Shinas Keva. It is Shinas Aroi also not, because by some people Shinas Aroi is the whole thing. You just sleep a little bit. But by Tfilin, Mikradin is nothing wrong with sleeping with Tfilin. Just a Hashash Hashem Yafiach Be'em. So then the Gemara says, Shinas Aroi, Mikradin is Mutter. The Gemara just says, it depends. Are you holding the Tfilin? Are you putting it down? So the Gemara makes you look in there and sleep. What are you going to do with the Tfilin? Okay. Oh, let's say he left, let's say there's a big mocha in the yucha, a big empty spot in the field, which is called the Beis HaKisit. What means that there's soya here there? So he leaves his tefillin, he takes tefillin off, before he comes within dalan to the first bit of soya. Then he walks around looking for a clean spot, so he finally finds it's a different spot. And it turns out that he has new soya over here in a different place. He was Machik Dalai Lama's in the first Soya, now he made new Soya over here. So when he gets his tefillin, he has to make sure that when he puts, let's say he's going to go there and bring it, and they want to come back to this place, and he shouldn't put it on within Dalai Lama. There's Managma, whatever is considered acceptable, and that's society, that's considered clean. So there's Managma, however they were clean, and so they used to use a little temple or whatever, but that was clean. There's Managma, that people are usually marked as war. So we would require a higher level of cleanliness. Whatever is considered clean. We're not going to have details of that, how clean the person has to be. So the Gemara calls this is Beis Shammai's sheep. Maybe Beis Shammai, the Tefillin Omrim, that you don't leave the Tefillin outside in the Chalon HaSamach Rishus Hiram, but rather Echaz HaMiyad HaVinitzmus. You should take the Tefillin with you and hold it in your hand, the Gemara has it in your right hand. When he's in the Beis HaKisin, he's making the Tefillin, you should hold it. Why shouldn't he leave it outside? So the Gemara says, because it may be mutal to be zoyin. Somebody may take the tefillin and walk off with it. So he may take it. A baby may take it. So that's not proper to leave there. Rabbi Kiva has a third shita. Rechaz on the big door is in Ichnas. Not Rechaz on the yada, but rather Rechaz on the big door. What says Rechaz on the big door? You should put it in his pocket. Put it in his pocket. Or you should roll it up like this. You should roll it up like this. Straight to him on the big door. How can it be? The big door just puts in his pocket and rolls it up. Then what the big door talk is, I talk. He may forget in the middle of being with the Beis HaKisit, he may forget in the Nishtari Lahu, he'll forget the Nathwit, then he'll fall down a little bit, the whole place, all full of soy. That was on the Gemara, Aim was on that right. The time they feel the version of the Isil is that it's on the yard, he holds it in your hand, and Rabbi Kiva says better, wrap it up in the bag and then hold on. The combination of the big door and the yard. Now, Aim was on the right, it's on the big door and the yard and the Nishtari. What do you mean, the Nichnas, instead of, the Nichnas means as opposed to leaving it on the Churim, on the highway, in a little crack over there, in a little crevice, you should take it in on the inside, and leave it there. The Nichnas, not that you should necessarily leave the Nichnas into the Beis HaKisit with it, Gemara's going to give the details, and the Nichnas, Machar, Masmuch, on the Beis HaKisit, you should leave it, and the Chor on the inside. The Gemara's going to say later that it's not so. So, no, you Nichnas, and you shouldn't leave the Machar, Masmuch, on the Beis HaKisit. Why do they disagree with Beis HaKisit better? Why don't you let Beis Shammai? It should be on the other side of the story. Why should you put the tefillin on the inside side of the fence facing the story? It doesn't make sense. But there was a reason why Shema Yutul Osam Orbez Rochem Yovel Idei Chashad. It may be taken, you may leave it to Mokum Dizoya, you leave it on the outside, Tagoy may take it. What the Gemara says, it's worse. Yovel Idei Chashad, Zayna may take it, and it may look as if he gave it to the Zayna as payment. Reminds of the Talmud Echad, there was once an occasion, Shemuch Bilal Bechorah, Smuchim Shuz Arabim, he left the tefillin like the Shammai, left the tefillin on the outside side of the fence. He hid it away, and then by the time he came out, the tefillin disappeared. who was on our house and our son, the boss, who was based on that, she got a room, and not only planning this story, but she made believe as if this was given to her as an Eson's life. So when the Talmud heard about this, he was so dead embarrassed, it wasn't true. But from embarrassment, he committed suicide. Kimish Hashem also Talmud Kach, when he heard that the Zayda came and she claimed that he had given it to her, all of the Rosh HaGaz and Alpha Mamei. He committed suicide. She also showed his kingdom. Very dangerous. You make a Sakhon to such a strange incident. There must have been other occasions. Other Goyim may take it. Garonim may take it if you leave it on the outside side of the fence. Yeah. You have to be mechaber to say the Torah. That's the din deraisa. The Rambam says you learn how to din of kodesh to say the Torah, but the fact that the halacha requires that you have to have an aron kodesh. With sisa aron eitz, you have to have an aron to put the luchos in. So the Rambam writes madach, the luchos only have aseret hadibus. You have to be mechaber to kodesh to say the Torah, and aseret hadibus plus more, as more. But based on that din of the Yasisa Orai, that you have to be Mechabit as Nefer, so we say who has the Nami, all the Sifri Atana, who has the Nami Tfilin, who has the Nami Mezuzah. So what constitutes COVID of a Tfilin? COVID, we would say, don't take it into the big city. So what if you're traveling and you have no bear, you're in the airport and you're going to leave it outside, and going, they take it, who knows, and they throw it in the garbage. But then COVID after all requires you should take it with you. Take it with you, where you're going to leave it over here, over there. So it all depends in each circumstance. And that's what the Gemara is giving me, the different kufas. Originally, the Hachamim thought that the most becoming fashion is to do this. In a later generation, they realized that it's in good days, so they said, no, that's supposed to do a different age. It's not that they're changing the Yisrael. The Yisrael at the end is the same. That you have to do whatever is most becoming for the film, under the circumstance. Originally, they felt they better not leave it on the outside, than leave it on the inside side of the film. Like a facing wall of Israel. Why on the inside side? Because it shouldn't be taken by the Yavidrach. And then there was a problem of Goyim Achborim in Otomosa, so the mice used to come. Apparently there were no mice on the road because that's where the people go. So the mice don't run on the road. The mice only stay in the field. So when they used to leave it on the inside side, you should shmir on the inside side of the fence, the mice would come in Otomosa, and there was little to be zork. The skinners that they made in later generations, they changed the shim, nichamasim b'chalonot, asmuchim, v'rishisiram. They made it, takam, you should put it in the high spot. The mice standing only on the floor, they put it in the highest spot. They put it on the highest spot, b'chalonot, asmuchim, v'rishisiram. So the people who were passing in the streets would take it, and then the mice would design it. Zayin would take it, and Rufa would design it. Well, boy, mother, draw from the right for my son. So it was also no good. The later generation, they came to the conclusion, should hold it in his hand, or do like Rebbe Kiva, wrap it up in a bag, and then hold it in your hand, the shots when he's Oichel Tzarach of in the Pesachim. Or, Omar Rav Mayosha, usually the Rabbi Neyana points out, usually we only pass him like Rebbe Kiva, halachic Rebbe Kiva, Nechazei Roy, we learn Mechaveiro. So Rebbe Kiva disagrees with another time, a single time, we pass on Rebbe Kiva. But usually if he disagrees with the Rabbin, then we don't expect that he should be here. And this Gemara seems that even though it was presented before Rebbe Kiva Omer, he's the only one who holds like that. Rechaz on the big day, Ubiyoda, he's the only one who's Nachman, the Phil seems to say not so. Rechaz on the other, you don't have to wrap it up in a baguette. So from this Gemara you see, things that we do pass on like Rebbe Kiva. Since it's a fashion to have more because it's for the tool, so we require that.
It was very, very small.
You see, there's more like that, right. You can hold the whole fill in and it
they probably didn't even have cases on
them. Probably not. That's what the Gemara has now. Amar Amayosha Bar Brei, the Rebbe Shulman Levi. He says, Allah is Gerlon, can in say the Verachas Minina, can neged Liboy. You should roll it up and then hold it in his hand. Sounds like it's very, very tight. The covered up fill in is that you shouldn't have the fill in stam sitting like this. It should be wrapped up properly. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. It says in Shulchan Aruch that on Rosh Chodesh, when you take off the tefillin before Musa,
people use them around like this.
Right, so the Taz says that it's not proper, that you have to roll up the tefillin. So the Tzad says, what happens if the Chazan is going to finish Kaddish and is going to start Musaf right away? And you have the following two alternatives. Either you just have enough time to take off the tzitzit and leave it there, you won't be able to roll it up before Musaf, or the other alternative is to daven Musaf with the tzitzit. So he says it's better to daven Musaf with the tzitzit than to take off the tzitzit and leave it there.
So he
says
put them together.
Yes, that's the best. They say that not. It's interesting that the Ikek removing the tzitzit from Musaf is when you say Kedzer. But even though the daven is a chashna, I should also take it off. But the more of a state is, if you daven is a first, then the same thing.
Rolling up the key is more than the sitting of the body, covering it with
the daven. Yeah, that's where the tax is.
You should look at
But still, if that's considered mutal with the giant, if you're not girl, like an intaker, that's considered mutal with the giant. So the Murray is clearly talking about such tiny tefillin, and it's on the knee, he holds the both tefillin in one hand.
I'm not telling you.
Because other people have to run to work, so he said they should get someone who doesn't work for a living. Someone, son of law, who's sitting and learning, and who has all day long, so he should have a pronoun, and it does not have to leave early. We'll leave early, that's all.
Yeah, but he will have a minute.
And he sends a letter, and he's going to send spies to all the communities, and he's going to find out which communities they've gotten too fast, less than an hour and a half. He says he's not going to let them come visit him on the Yom Tovim. He used to come to visit him. He says those who've gotten too fast, not going to let him in. It's a shear. The Baal HaTanya said an hour and a half. He said Shabbos on the weekdays an hour and a half.
What about the
Golden
Hotel
that is cheaper
not to
work? Okay. Did not the Baal HaTanya see? Amar Abiyay, the Baal HaTanya, Amar Amdak, Mubad Pravay, Shalat Eri Tzul Yotzi, you should wrap up the tefillin, you should roll up the bayis with the ritzua so that you shouldn't have a tefach of the ritzua hanging out.
Neat.
Everything like a book, everything is on the timer, everything is folded together. Look, a parchment book means, doesn't it? Parchment book, everything is rolled up properly. So the ritzua book, everything should be rolled up properly. Yes, should be the Saturday. That's what it sounds like tomorrow. Those are not. Those are going to be the 2 minutes.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Seems that that's not sufficient. Seems that it's more
correct
to roll it up. Yeah. That's what it sounds like tomorrow. I'm Rav Yanke Barra. I'm Rav Zeh. Lo Shana Lo Shiyeh Shez Bayayim Lo Moshan. When do you say that he rolls it up and he leaves it? He takes it with him in the Beit HaKi, so he leaves it over here on the window, on the, in the hole, and whatever. That's only if it's by Yom, and he knows that he plans to put the tefillin back on later. Avalein shares by Yom Lelashon, but let's say he's going to the Beit HaKi, say, towards the end of the day, he knows by the time he's going to come out of the Beit HaKi, it's going to be after the Shkiel, he's not going to put the tefillin back on. We don't put the tefillin on Balayla. He's not going to wear the tefillin anymore. So then, instead of taking the tefillin with them or putting it in a halayna somos here or there or whatever, this is all because we want to have it as close as possible that every minute of the day you should wear tefillin. There's man that they put as they wore tefillin kol hayom kula. But if there's no shayes by yom lelosh, the proper thing is also lam kis, also lam kinin kis tamchish, make a tefillin zekel that has a minimum of a tefach al tefach in it. It's a pretty big tefillin zekel. Our tefillin zekel doesn't have it. So Rashi says it should be high though. Highs are not like that. Highs are low. But you should have a stiff like a box. You should have a tefillin box, not a tefillin zekel. Tefillin case. You should have a minimum of a tefach height in it, but it should be like a sheer oho. And then you put your tefillin in there, that's the cover thing. And then you can put it on the floor. Umenichon, Rashi says, Umenichon, you put it on the floor. And it's not considered a problem of designing a tefillin that you're putting on the floor. It's in a box. It's like in a separation. What? It's not considered that you put the tefillin on the floor.
The
right. The children's in a separate box. If the box would have been less than a tefach al tefach tall, it wouldn't be a tefach tall. It is about what's thrown on the floor. Now that the box has a tefach high, the children is in a box. If you have no bearer, guy went to the Beit HaKnesset and he has no place to put in the airport, so he puts the tefillin on the floor, so let it bear. But if he says, it's over here at home, sure, whatever. Then don't put the tefillin on the floor, so put it in a more accommodating place. But if you have a box, that's a tefach tall, and you put the tefillin in the box, it's even permissible to put the box on the floor. It's not put on the design. Halola means like this. The inside, the depth of this cup is a tefach tall. No, this is like an oil, this may ask much. Except that all of this cup has a sheer tefach is a sheer ha-hola,
yeah.
The din we had before, the din by tumah, yeah. The din by tumah is that if you have a mace and you have a ceiling on top of the mace, so if the mace is within the tefach to the roof, then it's called tumah tzutzah. And if the mace is below a tefach from the bottom of the roof, then it's toihah, then it's mafsik. So there is a sheer, that's a din by schach also. That's the Gemara has one opinion like that, that if the schach is, if you have two levels of schach, then it's tefach on each other, then it's considered one oil. If it's below a tefach, the Gemara has different opinions and it gets a different deal. The Gemara Sukkah says that sometimes the shear is tefach. So the shear ahola is the tefach. Most of the din is achaited begodish. The Mishnah has the Sukkah.
Yeah.
You have a pile of a stack of hay, and the farmer climbs in the bottom hay, so he has a whole hollow space. Hey, it's as we do the character and scholars and then the couple to the fifth culture for stuff. But he picks out a whole cavity on the bottom and then the male is the hay is standing on top and services the stock and it's funny. So the Mishnah says that it's a full derice and pass the Lebanon. The Gemara says though that sometimes it'll be kosher. When is that? If he had, let's say, there was a halal tefah. There was a halal tefah and then he puts hay on top of that. And if he puts the hay on, it's still a halal tefah. And then he digs out. Then he carves out on the bottom till that color, and then he enters out the whole thing. Now he has 10 tefachim tall, and Zion al Zion. So the Gemara says that would be good because the shear there is a tefach. As long as you have hay on top, the schach kosher on top, with a tefach color underneath it, that's called schach, that's mesa, that's called ha'ol. And then when he gets the schach of Abi Schach, the Gemara has different sheets as how much you have to have there. So there we talk from 10 tefachim. Schach of Abi Schach, Abi Schach, we talk now to 10 tefachim tall. But one sheet is there also tefach.
I don't know.
If you have a tefah, then it's a chomel.
He could be this one didn't.
Even though the mace is laying on the floor. The mace is laying on the floor, but the mace is in this room, so then it's not called tumah tzutzah. The tumah doesn't know that. That's not called tumah tzutzah because it's laying on the floor.
It could be a din not from shimur.
Not shimur.
But this detail did. Why did it have to be a tefah? Because the tefah makes it a lachm chol of mishnah. If the tefah is deep, then you didn't trust. He puts it through the inside of the box.
Why did you not do oil?
So this box is considered a mokum bishmeyatma, considered noil bishmeyatma. If it wouldn't be considered noil, if you'd have a flat plane,
then we should be kind of shushmeyatma.
Right, shushmeyatma. It's not really a shushmeyatma, it's not dollar a dollar talking.
It's noil
bishmeyatma, it's a sheer oil.
It's a kettle. It's a similar on top of that plate. So that would be
good at all? I don't think so. I think you have to have that in oil means cholo. You have to have a cholo. That's the
vacuum.
You have to have an empty space of a cholo of a tefach. יצא בספר הטפח בעצם, יצא בספר קיו. In order that it should be considered an oil, we have to have a city called a Moshe, we have to have Dalar Abdallah's token. But it's not a Moshe.
It's a different shear of oil.
A Tefach HaTefach, the room Tefach has the shear.
It's a new shear.
So then the Gemara Abayi has done... Oh, before we get to that.
Yeah.
Amar Rav Abachan, Amar Abyechan, Bayom, Golov, Mitzvah, and Menichem, the Yonder, Kineged, Libo. If it's Bayom, we have to go to basic teaching space to put the film back on again. So don't tell us to put it in a box very far away. He wants to put the tumen on, he wants to take the tumen off just the last minute, and before he has the Beis HaKishah, take it with him, and then put the tumen on immediately after he leaves from the Beis HaKishah. So then he goes along, he rolls it up, takes it, can I leave? But Lilo needs to he should hold it, the Malka Mechuba. He should hold it in his hand, rolled up in his bag. It's like this, can I leave? Yeah, it will delay. It'll be mutal to desire if he doesn't roll it up. Even though it's only for 2 minutes. Still, so you see something tomorrow that even if you put it in a cylinder, that goes still, it's more proper, it's more correct to roll it up. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik has in his essay, Isha Halacha, he writes a story document that this, I think, rebellious Prussian era, Rabbi Chaim, someone, they told him that one of the children was dying. One of his two grandfathers was the child, the Chaya. They told him that the child is about to die and they should go, they should rush quickly to see them before they die. So they took off the tefillin, a little lad took off the tefillin, they started to run, they had someone to roll off the tefillin. Then they were running out, I think it was a chai. He was running out of the room because he had a chashad that the one that he had to take care of someone wasn't going to do. So he ran back again in order to roll off the tefillin, even though he knew that he may lose the chance to see his child. Before he dies, he insisted on going back to roll off the tefillin, it shouldn't be mutal to be right. And then he went later to see the child. He has that in the Yishan Lachim. He writes about the motion, Shmiras HaMitzvah versus emotion. Balayla, the Gemara says, you're not going to put the tefillin back on. So no, the proper thing is to wrap it up and put it away. When do you say? When do you say that the depth of the kli has to be a tefach deep, a tefach ha-tefach, a tefach? That's only the kli shehu kelyon. That's only the box that we use for tefillin all the time. Abel, the kli shehu kelyon. Let's say I have a box that I use, a shepu, a shoe box, some other kind of a box. And it doesn't have a tefach ha-tefach, the Roman tefach. The tefillin are so tiny, the mind of the mother is, it's probably very hard to fit tefillin into a box that's less than a tefach ha-tefach, the Roman tefach. But the mind of the mother, the tefillin are so tiny. So he says, if it's a kli that's not miyuchat, for tefillin, afilu pachas mitefach, is also good. It's also considered a kli that has a mokum miyuchat that's miyachmoy, and it's not considered as having put the tefillin on the floor. It's not a violation of putting it on the floor. If you have it on a plate, on the floor, it's not proper. But if you have it in a box that has a cholol, then it is okay. How do you know that a cholol of less than a tefach, tefach counts as a cholol? Maybe it's considered like a flat plate. What brings the raya? Om Razutra, Tayma Vashi. The Amoraim wanted to bring the raya to what Abayi said. If what Abayi said is Abayi's own. Abayi makes the chilek, it's in a kli, ham yuchel l'tzila, as opposed to a kli shen in yuchel l'tzila. That's the same thing Abayi has in the end of the Torah. On the bottom of Chalfein and Beis, the Gemara quotes Abayi, the very last line. On the second line from the bottom, the Gemara says, Abayi shenish, but there's a third tefillin if you have a room. Abayi shenish one means one room. If you have two different rooms, and it's like a third tefillin is one room, there's most of the kashrus shamit in the other room. But if it's Abayi means it's one cheder, and it's not long as it's established, some people make a mistake. I said, some people make a mistake, they think you only need a mezuzah on the front door, because the mezuzah says secher on the house. The word Beis Echo in the Tanakh, there was only one room. The whole house had one room. That was where everybody slept in the house. That was the kitchen, and that was the bedroom, and that was everything. They did everything in the one room. As long as that, you had many rooms, so you didn't do that in every room. So he wrote them, Bai, she is the Sefer Torah Tzuvim, means if you have a room that has a Sefer Torah Tzuvim, out to the Shamish Bayis Hamito, out of Kovat HaTzuvim, Kovat HaTzuvim, Ashi Yerziyem, you have to take it out of the house and put it in a different room. Oh, Ashi Yerziyem, Kli, Vitekli. That's the Kli, Vitekli. I'm going to buy Rosh, I'm going to be Kli, Sheino Kel Yon. Abai makes the same silico that I'm going to get to a different price. Let's say I have a silen zeko which I put inside the tala zeko. So that's a kli, that's okay. Because the Talmud Zeko is eating it, that's not the Yuchat Tzimun. But let's have a Tzimun Zeko, then I have a plastic cover on top of the Tzimun Zeko, and that's the way I always keep it. I keep the Tzimun in the Zeko in the plastic covering on top. So that's a kli, Shehu Kel Yoram, that's the Yuchat, only for Tzimun. I feel I throw that money, even if you have 10 kelim, there, I got to be there. And the role of Yuchat for Tzimun is Kechad Monadami. It only counts like one kli, and you're not yet there to the requirement. So he says the same over here. Rabbi makes this in the kli, the zekel, or the box, or the container, whatever. That the yuchas for putting the tefillin in is more smart to say that it's bottle agav the tefillin than if it's a different box. That's not the yuchas for the tefillin. So that's Abayi says. Half of this is Abayi. But then the other half of what Abayi says, let Amoraim say that's enough in the chumash. The other half of what Abayi said is, if you have a flat plate, if you have a flat plate on the floor and you put the tefillin on top, then the tefillin on the floor. But if you have a box of any size that has avir cholo inside, even if the cholo is not a tefach ha-tefach the root tefach, even if it's lead, that's considered a mokum cholo b'snei, not the same as putting on a plate on the floor. And how does Abayi know that that answer is true? So that's what Mazutra, or the other version has, is saying Rabashi, that one or the other said, hey, that proof that that answer what Abayi said is, shari ta'im ta'im ha-tzilin v'yarlame. The thing is that a mace is not all in time as a bag of the master, it's in time even more. Master means that I touch the mace. Master means I'm wearing gloves and I move the mace. If I'm wearing gloves and I touch the mace and it doesn't move, that's not master, it's not master. But if I'm wearing gloves and I move the mace like this, that's master. And the other is if I'm in the same room with the mace. What happens if you have a black container, you have a clear cheris. A mukam, so it's possible when it has food inside. Because the cheris is not metabol from the outside, only from the inside. This is a wooden, a paper is a wooden clear. The wooden is mekabel tumah from the inside or from the outside. So it wouldn't help if it's closed up. If there would be a mace in the room, this would be mekabel tumah through and through. As all mekabel tumah is not chesed to snare tumah. But if you have a kli cheres, the cheres is not mekabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside. Because it's closed up on the top, then the tumah can't get in. So it doesn't begin to creep in. So the kli remains tahor, with the lid remains tahor, and the food inside is also tahor. That's the thing that kli cheres hamukah from the pasuk. Hamukah from the pasuk means that this lid is not tight lid. Just a slight lid, okay, so I just put on a piece of paper like this, that's not called Mukhav Tzalim Pasuk. Mukhav Tzalim Pasuk means that it's tight in the Mishnah, it has a scale in the Gemara, and the Baba Kama has detail. How tight does it have to be that it should be called Mukhav Tzalim Pasuk?
It's a special plea before plea if it's not Kalyan. What about a film that called Plea for College?
That is good.
It's
made for the towers. Not really.
It's not
New York only for the children. If it was being New York for the children, it would be forbidden to put the towers in. Because it would be a Tashmishay Kiddush. Like you're not allowed to put the Mahas Lady, you're not allowed to put money in the children's deck. But in the Talmud Zekel, you're allowed to put the Talmud, so you're allowed to put money also.
It's a big one because he worked there at Thompson, so you need to
have that. All the Talmud.
And then he
goes
Yeah.
Not exactly the same as Talmud. Baitumah is also Shiloh. Baitumah is also Shiloh. But does it mean that the lid has to be a tefach above the mesh?
Yeah, it's not the same.
The Gemara has a different din. If you're not permitted, you're on the end of my cotton, so if you're not permitted to sit on a bench, if there's a Torah on the bench, and then it's on post communion, they're not for the same by printed Torah, Shiloh. So what happens if you have a sofa here? I want to sit over here and I have a safer on top. So if it's Gimel Tzachim above, is a body good. But the Rambam is Mechadis, even if it's only one tefach above. The Rambam and the Raizit says even if it's only one tefach above, is also good. And the Migdalor, he says on that Rambam, and he also says that it's not correct. That's the doctor, three Tzachim above. The Gemara has a little bit later about that. The Gemara has over here, Shia three Tzachim. Less than three Tzachim, you would sometimes say lovely.
What about here? Like here you had a bench and you're sworn underneath.
So low, yeah, that's a shame. Shulchan Aruch says it's into Tosin the Kasa as Muslim. If you have a crate of Svarim, let's say they're having a Svarim sale in a store. You have a box or something, not allowed to sit on top of the crate.
This is a chair. This is made out of a chair.
But they have it all the shoes on the up. You used to have like the chairs, and then they have the bench with the pickup, and you have a place to put your pillow, to put the scarf. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that had more makeup on that. That it was made with a chila as a chair. And since the pillow is a mokan chom of the Sneyatma, even if it doesn't have dalar or dalar salt, and it's a tefach or tefach, I don't think so, but I'm not sure. So what is the Raya Teva, the proof that such a thing exists, that it's considered a Kli with an Avir, with a Cholol, even though it doesn't have a Tefach HaTefach, Shari Pach and Kitan, and let's say you have a tiny bottle of perfume or something, a very tiny bottle has something in it, Matzil in Yoyal HaMei, if it's a Tzilher, it's a Mukham, some it's possible, and it doesn't have a Tefach HaTefach inside the tiny bottle, not much as a Masha who was an opening. I protest it's Akasha, who says that that's because it's called a Cholol, with an Avir. Maybe the thing is, as long as there's chel is covering over the food inside, so it's not a kabbal tumis. It says no, it's enough in the din and zvachim. Rabbi Kavei tells us in zvachim dav gimel. It's enough in the din. The beginning of zvachim, oichem she giblon betiz. That's the bottom line in the tais. The last line in the tais is on the daf. The Gemara has in zvachim oichem if you have food she giblon betiz. He just wrapped it around with cement, and the cement part of it says mukav. It's not mukav from the tassel. It's mukav chel. So that's not Masil. The din is that it is Makabu Tum of the Yarlamei. So just because there's a Chatzitza, there's a Hefzik, anything in the mace, and the Yarlamei, that it's surrounded with Cheres, that's not Masil. The Aloch is that it's only Masil. If you have a Kli with a Tok, with an Avir, and it's closed on top. And Aloch says that that Avir doesn't require a Tefah. It has a Chashivas of an Avir, even though it's less than a Tefah. That's what I buy next to Chilch. That's like he says later at the end of the Tariq. He says, a Klish, you'll tell you on as opposed to a Klish Hekar. The Klish, you'll tell you on, then there's much right to say that it's bottle log up the two. So the other time you would be Mako, and it's not a, you should be very nice villain if you put the whole thing on a floor, if it has a Tepach al Tepach in it. Tepach al Tepach broom Tepach.
Is that
no, it would work. I think over here also, if it's filled up to the top, is also good. By the mace, just we pointed out by the mace, as it is, that's not a tefach atzav, it's attached to the mace. No, the kli needs an avir. I don't think it has to be empty, the top, even if the kli is still to the top. As long as the kli is, when the kli is empty, it has the avir inside, so that's good enough. Here you need tefach, and there you don't even need tefach. But even when you need a tefach, that's a shear in the kli, it's not a shear in the ha-holo. There's no avir at all. No, the cement, I took an apple, and then I put cement on the outside and hardened. So you don't say, I have a kli cheres with an apple inside. There's no kli cheres. I have an apple, and it's only a shmiz, it's different. It's not a kli at all. No, so they just prove. No, they're proving an important point. They're proving that it's because you have a kli with an agar in it. That's why it's not so beyond the mess. Not because you have a hectic between the tumah, and Oichlin, you have a hectic of Keres. Hectic Keres is not enough. You have to have a shame, Avir, a shame, Kalina. The Yom Rabbi Baba Chana, he tells a story, Halacha L'Maisa. Rabbi Yavi Azina Basra, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechana. Rabbi Yechana was the first door of Amar Roy. So he says he was once walking with Rabbi Yechana. Yavi Azina Basra, Rabbi Yechana was walking behind his Rebbe. He was wearing tefillin the whole day, and he was carrying a sefer with him. When he was carrying a sefer, the Morin Gittin Basamach has a whole discussion. It was Rabbein Al Kodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was not the Morin from the beginning of the second Tariq in Smura. Although it was forbidden to write down Perushim Al Peh Bitzav, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saw that it's like Hashem the Perushim Al Peh, let's forget it. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was not to write down Halachas, to write down Dinah. And then in the next generation, about the Yechonah generation, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach, that they were talking about Sifra D'Agadate. Are you permitted to study Agadate from the Tzav HaKtav or not? Maybe you're not allowed to look at the Sifra D'Agadate as an Isser, and the Mela is going to be Mukta on Shabbos. That's the Gemara's context there in Gittin Daf Samach. Maybe it's Mukta. The Gemara says, no, they came to the conclusion that Shalat Loshen Gittin Daf Agadate. Not only is he afraid you're going to forget the Halacha, he's afraid you're going to forget the Hashkofa,
Agartha is also a Slash Hashem Eteretel. So the days of Rabbi Yechel, they were not the Shagai Kansi with Agartha. He was one of the first customers. He was the first one to buy the art store. The first one to buy the Shivit Agartha said that he should use it. So when he would walk and he had to go to Beis HaKisa, he would give me, he would give me, I would be in the Talmud, the Yom, and he would give me the Sefer Agartha that I should hold on. Of the Habi Raidamon, he gave it to me. So, Kiabi knock at Tzilin, but when he was very Tzilin and he took it off because he had to go to Beis HaKisa, he wouldn't give it to me. He would hold the Tzilin himself.
What's the idea?
If you want to be Nizer in Shmira Kedusha Tzad Sefer, don't think my law having eyes on, he wouldn't give us Omar. And he used to say why, Rav Yechanan said why? Since the Helik Tanayim says that you're allowed to take it with you for the purposes of Shmira, even though the circumstances are a little different over here. If you're in the airport and you're afraid to leave your store if you have no prayer with you, here, you can leave it with the Talmud. No, but since the Tanayim said you're allowed to, so he said I'm going to take it myself. Oil, the Sharun, the Rabbanon, Linteron. I may as well, the Rishonim have two shots in here. Linteron, let me take it in myself, Mishmeruni. The Tzilin, let me have the swiss of holding on to the Tzilin, someone will protect me. The Tzilin have a Kaya Hashmir and the Sifra Dagadis that does have a Kaya Hashmir. That's how Rashi has it here. Linteron, let them protect me. And the Rajbo quotes a different gears in the Gemara that other Goyim had, other Rishonim and other Goyim had, not Linteron. Since the Holy Tanaim said, Hod Sharun and Rabbanon, the Tanaim from the previous generation said it's Mutter, so it's Mutter, so I want to do the Shmira on the Tzilin myself. Why should I give it to my Talmud? Let me do the Shmira myself.
You don't have the Shmira only when you win, so you hold your hand, I don't want to have the, because it says,
the person. In a time against Rashi, how is the Tzilin going to be Mishamah? A time? Maybe that's why the other Shem had the other case. Let me do the mitzvah of washing the Tzilin. This was in Eretz Yisrael. This is Rabbi Baba Chana, was the Talmud Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the same thing was in Bovo. Rovo, he had a later generation, Kavi Azinon, Amar Rabbi, Kavi Azin about Shadi Rab Nachman, he was the Talmud of Rab Nachman, when he walked behind Kavi Nachman, the Sifra Zagarata, Yahidwan, the same thing. He would give us the same Zagarata when he went to the base of Kis, Kavi Nachman, Tzilin, when he took up Tzilin, Bar Yahidwan, why he took it with him, the same thing. Amar, the Gizorah, told the Shadi Rabbanon, Ninteron, either Ninteron, let it be Mishamah, me, or I'll be Mishamah the Tzilin. Yeah, but this is all by Nebranon.
Yeah,
but this is, let's say if I'm in the airport for someone else, I give the film to someone else. This is all because they want to wear the tulin immediately when they come back from the Dalai Lama.
Maybe
is not going to come so close to the Beis HaKisa. So if he's going to wait, he wanted to wear tulin more, a longer time in the day, a longer period of the day. That's the assumption over here. That's the assumption. So one of the considerations is that they wanted to wear tefillin every possible minute of the day. The dinner of tefillin is mekabel tefillin because it is a malvish. It is mekabel tefillin. You're permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos in the street, and Gemara says it's not kovah so it's derech levishah. Malvish, adash it.
And one of the problems is because he has to see his sense after he exits Jacob, as he said.
Yeah.
So he had a second, he's leaving for more than a second, that he could see himself before he
could
have come down.
So?
This one could have been the guy there also.
Yeah, it's not true.
I don't think he would have had it still long longer.
Salam Hashem Da'acher, the Talmud is going to be further away. Some will be further away. Tana Rabbanon, that once again we're talking about Tzilin, that it gave an unrelated thing. Ma'yecha Zalim Tzilin beyond the prayer, because it is Rolo V is Palo. A person shouldn't hold on to anything while he's davening. Rashi said, top line of Rashi, Shein Dainta Mi Yosheb is all of the Tzilin, because he's going to be nervous, he won't be concentrating on the Shema Desh, on the davening. Shari Li, but Tzilin Aleim, he's always going to be nervous. Shem Yitzvun Mi Yosheb. So the Torah is row. Yeah, he's holding on. Ah, okay, like this. Yeah, the Torah leaning on his shoulder. The son of Israel.
And this will all be mastered because
he can't learn while you're dominating. While you're dominating.
He shouldn't have
to go to look in the stage of while you're dominating.
A lot of that.
Yeah, have you learned while you're davening? Yeah. In a day, a person is going to say Ashi while he's still learning the Gemara. So you're not going to say that. You're not paying attention to what you're doing.
You take a Torah when you take out the Torah. You're holding the Sefer Torah. What should you do? Not counting the Torah.
It's what a person is holding the Sefer Torah while...
I'm thinking they have Agro Green, they hold the Sefer Torah. Yes, so
what? While what?
Thank you. Actually, so what's wrong with that? Still, it's on a filler here. So it's from
that.
Yeah,
this goes on
from that.
Yeah, but as long as you're afraid, Rashi says, Shalai Yifu Miyoga, if you're afraid that you're going to drop it. If he's holding it and he's afraid he's going to drop it, so then he won't concentrate on the Zavin. Yeah. Below, and then the Gemara says, Amma Shmuel, 3 lines later, he says, Amma Shmuel, Saki, Namoz, the Kaira, the Kika, Harela, Tiritzman, the same thing applies not only to holding on to Tefillin. I'll say, the he's going to be nervous. Let's say he's going to damage to an ass and hold on to a knife. Or he's going to hold on to money, or hold on to a plate. Or to food. And the food may drop, and he's going to get dirty, or get rice. But he won't be able to concentrate. So that's all included in this in the price of it. It's not proper to damage my esrei while holding on to something that's going to detract from his concentration.
They said the gun, I heard they said the gun is not an answer for a question. This is an esrei. He wants to know if he's ready to issue an esrei.
In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he thought of the terrace on Akasha. They closed in the Bayam, you see. Then he wanted to make sure that he doesn't forget it. So he stopped davening for a moment and he has it over in his mind to think over again, make sure. And then he finished the Shmoneh Esrei. And then when he stepped back, he forgot the whole thing and he realized that that was an Einish. So chazing over the terrace in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he should have not thought about it at all in the middle of davening. Not that he should have thought longer. He thought longer about it. He dismissed it from his mind. He should have dismissed it and given the answer from his mind. The Gemara Sukkah has the Shiloh. Whether you're permitted to hold on to a lulav in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so the Gemara says yes. That will not detract from his... Well, that's the more shyness. Should I say he's afraid he may drop it, it's going to break? Or should I say no, that it's a cheerful, happy thing, and it will not detract from his kavanah. So the more comes to the conclusion that it's permissible to hold on to a lulav. It's not a shyness halacha. It's a shyness halacha, but it depends on the tzius. Will it detract from his attention or not? So the more says, we know that the tzius is that it does not detract. Number 10. The Gemara says mitzvah shiny. The Gemara says mitzvah shiny. Holding on to a lulav. The Gemara says in their mouth. It's a mitzvah, so it's a cheerful thing. It won't take away from his concentration. But that's the first line of the braisa. Because he won't be able to concentrate. Then it has another din. One is not permitted to do hashtana wearing tefillin. That's the Gemara we had an Amin Aleph, that it's forbidden, the Gemara said an Amin Aleph, because of the Gzeri Shemi Yifan about it. Nikar Adin Hashtan is really mutter, it's only Osir, Gzeri Shemi Yifan, and Tyson said it's only, if he's doing Hashtan on the Beit HaKisi Kavu, and Mokom, where there will be, there is Tzaya, Mokom, there will be Tzaya, but it's like that he may decide not only to do Hashtan, he may decide to do in the Kavim Berlim as well. But if it's a Beit HaKisi Aroi, it's a Mokom where it's not Niyuchad at all for Tzaya, then Tyson said, he broke both of the Ikar Adin, as Lahashtin was filling on, is Mukha. That's not Taisha, that's what he's talking about. They taught him Taisha. Lahashtin was filling on, Mikha Radin is Mukha. So it's a Gzeri if it's a... Yeah. Apoka is like the cousin Gedan, and that's more of a design as a similar. But Hashtan or the Gemara says, I don't know. One thing you should not do is a difference. Yeah, Mishal Yad is Mechus and Mishal Yad is Mechus and the Gemara doesn't make such a chiluk. But in the Shulchanot, there's some other way to make such a chiluk. No, that's how they make fun of the Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah comes to the Shulchan, give me quickly, I have to go to Beit HaKisi. I remember years ago, when I was a little boy, that's how they used to make fun. But the Gemara doesn't make such a chiluk, Mishal Yad and Mishal Rosh. Do you say what? I think Mikra Adin you don't, because Mikra Adin he could have done the Hashtana with the tefillin on. I think the din is that he doesn't have to say another book.
Yeah.
You have to look for Shulchan Aruch. I think that's only a Gzeri, Shema Yafia, Shema Yafanavar, it's only a Gzeri, but Mikra Adin, it was really Mutter. Yes. But since it's only a Gzeira, it's not Nikra Din, so what he was doing really wasn't, so he only did Ashtana, so Nikra Din, he could have done it the whole time, so therefore it wasn't really a Haftoka. But if it would have been Tak in the Kogan Gzeirin, then Nikra Din is forbidden to wear the film which has my, so then it's considered a Haftoka. So then he has to say a new Brachim when he puts it on later. That's the Shaila Bayat, that's the Shaila Bayat. We only wear Tzilin Nishat Tzilah when we daven. So when a person puts on a Tzilin Milachat Tzilah, if he puts on Tzilin all day long, with Tzilin all day long. So he has a mind. When he says the Prophet first time, he has a mind. He's going to say it now. Then if he takes it off, he's going to put on again. He has to say it on the Prophet, it was a major Haftok. But we, it says it's not, we only put on Tzilin Nishat Davening, Nishat Tzilah. So we have in mind that this book is the fact until the end of Olayim, until the end of the Shir Shalom. So even if the person went to the Bishop Shish in the middle, then he had in mind Melech HaKhila that this bracha should cover everything. So our practice is different from what the Ikar Adin was. That's why some parts can say that this man is at Talis also. It says in the Shulchanah that if a person was wearing a Talis, and the Talis started to fall off, if a little bit of Talis fell on his shoulders, then puts it back on, and he doesn't have to say another bracha. What if the whole Talis fell off, and none of us fell on the floor, so then you have to say another bracha. Some folks can say, and none of that, we don't wear a Talis all day long either, just wear a Talis without spirit, and we'll have to feel it. So then, since I took it off and made it in the cab and I'd like it to put it back on, that's considered end. But if many people held on to the talus, so then, let's say, one of the things that keeps saying the diaphragm.
Because
it's just like
tradition.
It was
tradition. It
wasn't my tradition, it was tradition.
My
But that person takes off the talus and I can go back to the keys, they come back 45 minutes later. Nobody says a drop, even though Zaito happens, I won't have to drop it. He comes back 3 minutes later. Comes back a few minutes later. So then, since Zaito laughs, even the Sati boy, but that's considered a headship. They don't give you his money, they just say his money. That's what some talk, very contemporary costumes. I think they write that they consulted us when the Zaman, he was Maskamanet. That Bismanazeh, that the practice is the only way to tell us the Shastila. So when he said the bracha Milach Atzila, he had in mind that this bracha should cover the whole of Bishas Atzila till the end of Olayim. But then he shouldn't have to say another
bracha.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure he's there, probably.
No.
I don't think that's true. There's a Haftaka and a Ruben. Also, if the person, let's say, takes a shower in the middle of the day, so he takes a shower and he puts on a collar curtain 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later. Okay, so that's called Daita Lahazir. He doesn't say another bra. But let's say he takes a shower, he takes a nap, and then he puts on a collar curtain half an hour later. That means the Sasek and other things, he did other things. But then there's quite a Haftoka, and then he has to say another bracha on the Talis Kotel later. Or let the person takes a shower of Alayla and he wants to put on his clothes again. So should he put on the Talis Kotel? So the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch, said it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that you shouldn't put on a baggage of Tzitzis Balayla because it's a machlokes, says Amram and Tosfos, whether a Talis Balayla is Kaidan Tzitzis. What do you mean a Balayla is Kotel? You mean that the ground is a Kotel, the Kzus Laila is Kotel? Or even a Ksus Yom Balayla. You learned that thing earlier, John. Ksus Yom Balayla. Because of the Machlokes, it's kind of what you say, Bracham, when you put on a Talis Balayla. So that's what the Talis says, you shouldn't put on Balayla. And when the Chazan puts on Tzmichas, you should put on someone else's Talis. So you should know for sure that he's not Chayiv in a Bracham. For sure, you shouldn't get involved in a Tzavik Bracham. So let's say if a person takes a shower Balayla and he wants to put back on the Talis Kotel. So if he took a shower 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he puts on a Talis Kotel again, if it would have been by Yom. He would have not said a bracha to Kihai Gabnet, but then it was Balayla. Let him put back the Talis Kotel. And if I consider Machmas Atzmon the Sufi brother, then wouldn't the Bayomi wouldn't say brother then? So if I don't know, yourself. But if he lets it, he takes a shower, he takes a nap, and then half an hour later he's going to put on a talus cut, and if it wouldn't be Bayom, he would have said another brother. So if it's Balayla, he's putting on a beggar and a shadow would have said brother. So it's better not to put on a beggar there, too. They should not put it back on. Better not to put it on than to put it on with a selfie brush. That's not a problem, yeah. Whether you say brush on a talus cut and then you wear it in the daytime. It has to have the proper shear, right? If you have a baby sized talus cut, then the Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to say brush. It's not even a talus, not even a chayv instance. That's the question. Another disagreement, the Mishnah Berurah seems like that there must be some minimum shear, some minimum size for a talus, for a talus cut, no that it should be chayv instance. Because the biggest woman is an Amalam. Yeah, an Amalam in the front, an Amalam in the back, it's pretty big. And then the Ar-Hashulchan says, he doesn't see why you need a minimum shear, as long as it's a beggar, that the person is, he thinks that it's chayv instance. I'm not like it, but is there a minimum size shear or not? That's the time Mishnah Berurah brings the issue up, and again, I think Mishnah Berurah in the Ar-Hashulchan is going to get the bracha, so we say bracha on that, and then he gets the shabbat, and we're such a tiny talus cut. But that person is married, so he says the bracha on the talus cut anyway. He doesn't say bracha on the talus cut. And Tisha B'Av did shabbat about the number. Because he doesn't put on a talus anymore. But let's say all year long, 353 days a year, there's no problem. Well, he wears a baby-sized talus cut, and he doesn't say bracha on the talus cut. He only says the bracha when he puts on bracha on the talus cut. The Shaila is on Shabbos though. He committed to walk in the street with his baby size Talat Katnan, so the Mishnah Berurah is fighting the Dehila, maybe not minimum shear. And if it's smaller than that minimum size shear, it's not fighting fitness. And then he writes, it's going to be your high sword. It'll be a masquerade. The strings will be a masquerade because it's not really in fulfillment of the Mishnah Berurah system. But then if it has a tshuva, the first tshuva I think in the Sefer Nation's Lover that he sent to the Prophet Chaim, so he disagrees with what he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. That part of the Mishnah Berurah, I think, was printed first, the first paper. So that it's still alive. So he writes that he thinks that that's not accurate. That what if a woman wears a dress and has strings hanging out? What if I wear a tie and has strings?
Come on.
Yeah, yarmulke has strings. You're going to say that it's a master. That's the way I wear my clothing.
The beggar is made specifically. You're not putting it on because you want to wear a beggar.
That's all week long, Sasha. All week long I wear it like that. What are you going to tell me? It's a mockery.
Like a
sentence. Yeah, the Mechubah Lepeg is the dark of the top. If a person has, let's say, a handkerchief sewn onto the inside of his jacket, no one does that. He just does it on Shabbos. Normally they should have a handkerchief available. That's Mechubah Lepeg is not dark of the top. It says it's not considered being a kebegger, it's a mockery. So whatever the Mechubah Lepeg is in dark of the top is being a kebegger, it's talking about the beggar. This is the way people, a lot of people walk around. It's such a baby-sized avocado. It's the only one way walking around like that. With its sisters on that. So that's what the Mitzvah is. He doesn't like that Nafkimina. Shabbos, the Nafkimina of Shabbos, he doesn't agree with the Mitzvah. But the Nafkimina of Bracha, he does agree. If he holds that you need a minimum size baggage, in order to be chayv in sisters, then it's a Bracha on Atta. Shabbos, Bracha on Atta.
The Mitzvah is based upon that,
Maram didn't wear, right, and Maram didn't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. Right, and the Tzitzis has a tshuva about that also. What was the chashash here? Why didn't the Maram Rittenberg wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos? So then the Tzitzis points out that those Talmidim who were closer to the Maram knew that the real reason was that he was choshish for the sheep of Balamor, who holds that chelos makabes is all over. That if we today don't have any chelos, so the Balamor holds that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at all. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis, so the whole thing should be a masrei. Against the Tzitzis. The Tzitzis claims that that's the way we wear it all week long. It's not a masrei. So he's right. But he says that's what the Maharam held like the Mishnah Berurah. So the Maharam held like the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says the Talmidim who are not so close to the Maharam Rittenberg, he really didn't give his real reason for that. The Talmidim is afraid maybe the Chutzim will rip. Maybe the strings will rip and it'll be a masrei. But the Tzitzis claims that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was close to Talmidim, even though it was, because it was closer to the sheep, that Chelos Makabes is all over, will be an Yitzhak Masri B'Shabbos, even though he wears it like that all week long. Yes, somehow he wasn't worried about Bracha Latala, he wasn't worried about it, he was only worried about carrying on Shabbos. Also strange. Yeah. What kind of carrying on Shabbos? Now, Muslims, the one who says that all of our cities are only Karmelites, it's only the Rabbanim. All the Yehudim in the world are based on the Maharam. And he says all the cities are only Karmelites. He was more worried about carrying the Carmelites than he was worried about saying a Bracha Latala.
The whole thing is that, what, not a long time.
the Gemara has like that. The Gemara Sukkot has like that. Martha says, when Rabbi Shua the lady passed away, so he came to heaven, and then they asked him, you're Rabbi Shua the lady? He said, yes. So he asked him whether the rainbow ever appeared during his lifetime. So he said, yes. So he said, so then you're not the great tzaddik that you were advertised to be, because the rainbow only appears in a generation when the Rabbi Shua really wants to destroy the people. He wants to bring a marble, and he brings a rainbow that he should remember the grist that he's not going to wipe out mankind. But if you were really the great tzaddik that we thought you were, then the Rabbanu Shlom would not have destroyed the generation in your clue. So you wouldn't have to show the rainbow. So the truth of the matter is that during the whole life on Rosh Hashanah, the rainbow never appeared. So he didn't want to be machzik tzaddik b'yad, he didn't want to tell him the truth. And you see from that Gemara, from other Gemara's like that, that it's permissible, sometimes recommended, to tell a lie, you should not need it. Gemara says the Talmud Chacham that you get back in Aveda with Tzvi Zion. Doesn't mean if I'm a cop and learn the person, he's a person who's so honest that he never tells a lie. Unless it's one of the three cases, then you're allowed to tell a lie. And one of them is Mesista. The poor you and the Mesista of your speed. One of them is Mesista. That's his Mesista. They ask him, do you know all the shots? And he says, no. Because he really does know. But he tells a lie that he does know. So I have allowed to tell a lie. You should not need this. He's allowed to tell a lie. He said he's nervous that this thing's made. He didn't want to tell him his Midas Chassidus that he's not married to be Choshe for the Baal Moshi. That's a different thing. No, but he does want to break. He does want to tell us something. No, but here's the different thing, that a person doesn't want to let everybody know. There's like that in Hilchot Sinus. It says if you have a kind of tzaddik in different days, that the Shulchan Aruch recommend you should fast. Not the regular tzaddik. No. The regular tzaddik, everybody has to fast. So let's say there are 13 days that they say Shulchan Aruch, that it's a young kind of tzaddik. So let's say a person is fasting, so it says if he goes and he breaks and he tells everybody that he's fasting, so he loses the whole crowd that he would have otherwise gotten for fasting the kind of tzaddik. And even if they ask him, are you fasting the child's good to be more in the end of school, then you still should say, I'm not there. Unless they need you for a minion, they want to know whether they should bring my child. That is Nagelamaitis, they tell them the truth. But it's none of their business, not Nagelamaitis. They just ask me whether they're able to see it. What's an opinion? But they want to check to see, check my ticket to see how holy I am. So I don't have to tell them the truth how holy I am. So you're also, that's within the sequence. Von Gutenberg, as I need it, was, didn't want to tell all of his colleagues. Right. He just said he's nervous, he's afraid of the things maybe. We'll tell him that they he's coming to visit Christmas in the street. How does Igmar say? Because I asked him that Mayim, that's Igmar Namadal. If he has a leisure man, Moshinas Keva, so Moshinas Aroy. A person is not permitted to sleep with Tzilin on, neither Shinas Keva nor Moshinas Aroy. What's the reason why you're not permitted to sleep? Not because of Hesach Hadar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda and all the Rishonim say. It does not pose a problem of Hesach Hadar. If you sleep with the Tzilin on, you're not thinking about the Tzilin. But it's not a problem that Rabbi Yehuda recorded because of the Rambam Shita, that Hesach Hadar means the things of the Yonim of Kalat Rosh. But he's sleeping and there's no talus rush. And all the Rishonim hold differently. That it's not true. They say that the Taisa Shita is not like the Rama. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch. Taisa Shita that Hesach Hadat means you're not permitted to forget about the fact that you have Shulchan Aruch. You always have to be conscious of the fact that you have Shulchan Aruch. Right, he's not allowed to let his mind wander wrong. But when is that? If he's in his right mind. If he's awake. If he falls asleep, the inner Hesach Hadat starts off as a mystery. If you are awake and aware, you should always be keep in mind that you're wearing tefillin. If you go to sleep, it's a fight. So there's no longer a mitzvah of Hesach Hadar, so there's no mitzvah of Hesach Hadar. That's what the Baal HaTosfos get out of it. They say that the whole, it's not a mitzvah of Hesach Hadar, just starts off as a mitzvah. So you're sleeping, so there's no problem.
If you go to sleep and take a nap,
you're
going
to stay
awake.
Yeah. So, before the sleep, right. You're not going to sleep with the tefillin, right. You're not going to sleep, not because of that, but because of Shem HaYafiach, Rashi says. Rashi HaTap says Shem HaYafiach. The Gemara says in Sukkah, right, and the Gemara in Sukkah says not because Shem HaYafiach, it is because Shem HaYafiach is not from the Shinas Keva. So why Shinas Aroi? It's because Shinas Keva, not Shinas Aroi. Shem HaYafiach is only Hashash, the Gemara says Shinas
Oh, so the Gemara says that's not a problem. That per se is not a problem. To sleep with the tefillin on is not a problem. That's what all the Rishonim come to explain. Why is it a violation of Hesach Hadas? They say the Rambam gives the Shita and the Baal HaTaz gives the Shita. The Rambam says, Hesach Hadas only means when there's Kalas.
What's
the Rambam? The Baal HaTaz is saying when it's not the Gaita of the Chalas, there's nothing in Hesach Hadas. So that per se is not a design of the Mishosah. Just a Hashash, Shem Lo Yafiyah. But Shem Lo Yafiyah is only by Shinas Geba. What's the Shinas Haroi? They say, well, Shinas Haroi. Not on sleep, Shinas Haroi. Sup, 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 They say the same over here. So they say the same over here. Shema, it will turn into a Shinas Shema, then it will be Yafiyah. So that's like Exeul Exeul. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say in Sukkah, and that's where evidence is there, that Chabot, that you're not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on Shinas Haroi because Shema Yafiyah. No, he wants a Shema Yipo. Maybe he'll drop it. So that's only if he has the tefillin in his hand. Unless so he's bearing the tefillin, then there's no Hashash Shema Yipo. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav says in the name of Rav Sheshes, Lei Tuchasa Kihom Ashmita. We do not pass to like this Brisa. This Brisa says that it is not permitted to be mashtin with the tefillin on. This is only Alibi Bei Shammai. The Bei Shammai said before that you're not allowed to hold the tefillin the yodah. Le'lech hazorim tefillin the yodah. The yashtin bohem, you're not even allowed to more. The Brisa says you're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hand. Mishach Hashtonah. You're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hand, Shas Hashtana. That's only a little bit of Shammai who say that you're not allowed to hold the tefillin in your hand when the fellow goes to the Beit HaKisei Kavua and he's out of Sarach of Nikal Bizer. But according to the Beit Tzibul, that we pass him like an Amin Alek, and according to the Rabbi Akiva says, Eichas on the Yad, the Big Dol, the Daf, you should hold down, there's nothing wrong. The Chakal Vachayna, the Beit Tzibul, if you hold down Lachem like we pass him like Beit Tzibul, the Chakal Vachayna, half the Beit HaKisei Kavua means, so yeah. Because of the Dari. Shari, you're permitted to hold on to the tune of the yard of the big day. When he goes to Sarah and comes up, the Takisi Arai means Hashtana, the boy is Ichamuta, hold the tune in your hand when he goes to the big Takisi for Hashtana. So that's what Robert says, we don't task him like the Bryce. The Bryce is not, even the Shammai, and it's all like Kabbalah. Great big Marakash, Meisei, and the second white line on Chav Gimel Day. We have a Bryce that's very unclear. The Bryce says, Vanshi, Taito Lachokan, there's a price in the area of Beit HaKisei. Something to do with Beit HaKisei. So it says, even though something is more common than another one, and since this is more common than this, I should say that that if this is also here, but certainly also over there, this is more common, the halacha says against the seichel. You don't dash in the kalachimer, the halacha says against the kalachimer. So it's unclear what it's referring to. The price is vanshi. Something that's mutter here, which should have certainly been mutter over here, because this is Muhammad and this, and this is mutter, this is mutter here. It's also a tzadik l'chakas. Can I get a seichel? So the Gemara says, what's the case? What is it referring to? It's a puzzle, a riddle. So the Gemara says, my love, tzilin. And must be that it's referring to where holding, not wearing, holding on to tzilin beyond the base, like you say. And it means I'll leave it at tzilin, that we only allow you to hold on the medal. We only allow the fellow to hold on to the tzilin beyond the big day. And if they say Tzitzit Kavua, when it's Tzoya, when he goes to Tzorach and becomes Tzoya. But if he's only doing Hashtana, then we don't allow him to hold on to the Tzitzit Kavachem, then it should be Mutter. The Gemara is going to explain why the Kavachem is in Kavachem. The Gemara says, L'chayri, that means that the right that goes, I'll leave it to Beisilo. Beisilo, the ones on Amad Aleph, who say that you are permitted, we encourage you to hold on to the Tzitzit and the Beis HaKisei Kavua. And this Gemara says, well, they're asking my mind, holding on to the other. My last Tzitzit. The price probably is referring to Inyani Beit HaKisei regarding tefillin. Yeah, I'm a Dishlam and Beit HaKisei. At least you'll say the price does go like the tefillin is the food. If that's what comes in the Beit HaKisei, you're allowed to hold on to it.
Tzadikachan refers to the thing, Takisi Aroi means Hashtana. You're not allowed to hold on to the Tzulin, the Shat Hashtana, and this really doesn't make any sense. We're going to have to figure out why. We're going to explain it. We're going to knock sense into it. This is Nisha if you hold that the Dreisha goes Lava. Eli Amit Parish, you say. Rava says in the name of Rosh Hashanah that the Dreisha Shalet Halacha, that according to the Tzulin, it says you're permitted to hold on to the Tzulin by Beit HaKisi Tzavu HaDinami Beit HaKisi Aroi by Hashtana. Eli Amit Beit Shammai, the Dreisha goes Lava Beit Shammai. The first price is to whom does the second price go by? Who's speaking? If it's Beit Shammai speaking in the second price, all the Shor Lamidi. They're not matter of anything. That in Tavua, not in Aroi. And if the second price is Alibi, they should matter both. They're matter both by Aroi, they're matter by Tavua. So where is there a difference? And for the Gemara, no. Kitanya Ahi, when this second price on the second white line says that there's a Kula and a Chumra, and it's really Kehegar HaSeichel, and Yishinev Kenekashes, it's talking about a different thing. Yitanya Ahi, Linyat Tefachot Tzvachayit. It goes on how much of the body does the person expose, the shot when he goes to the Beit HaKisi. Why, what's the din? L'chor, it should have been Mochama by Nekovim, by... Come on, there's Torah. Linyat Tefachot Tzvachayit. It's Tani Chod, we have a series in two prizes. One prize is said, Kishu, Nifna, when the person goes to the Beit HaKisi, Beit HaKisi, they don't have a room and they close the door and they lock the door or something. It's a material. Okay. So other people will walk it. So the person should try to be tanua to keep as much of his body private to shot when he goes to Torah. So it says we only allow him to shoot lift in the Galilee after of Tefach. Only one Tefach on the back, the front of Tefachai. In the front, more, two Tefach. The Tanya Edoch and another price contradicts the first price, Lachar of Telephon of Lechlum. He's not permitted to expose any part of his body, Lechlum. So the Shail is, what do you do with the spirits that rise? It's my love, it's not what Shat is, there's no spirits, it's not a machlech, it's my love. Either the Eid, they're both referring to a male, they're going to Beit HaKisi, the Loi Kash, Khan Ligdailim, Khan Ligdailim. What? If the person goes Ligdailim, so what do you have to expose any part of the front of his body? He doesn't plan to do any Hashmana now. So you should keep that part in Chus, you should only keep the Gala, at Tepach Meliachra. But if it's Nikovim Stanim, if it's Nikovim Stanim, then he has no brave. So he has to expose the front part of the body. I've been doing the Kovim Stanim, so why does he expose the back part of the body? So the answer obviously is that with Chayesh, maybe the Kovim Stanim. Think about the Tizbara, Ibik Stanim, Tefach Lomali. So obviously the Kovim Stanim is doing the Kovim Stanim also. Hela Eidim, Ibik Stanim, Ibik Stanim, maybe the terrorists of the Syria that rises, they're both talking the Kovim Stanim, but like Kasha, of the Yish, is it the Isha, so there's no need for the Megala to expose any part of the front of the body at all. She can do the Hashtana with the Tzoy, everything with the Gila Tepach Meliach Ulel. Hashem, it's an Ish, so he has to be Megala, part of the front of him, part of the Yach. So what does the Gemara go back now? So what does the Gemara suggest now? Getting back again, we had a Braitha that said before, Zvavshi, Tarki L'chotan, Tarki L'chotan. So how does the Gemara suggest the Pshat now? Rav Shimon died in the Khan by Nikovim, not by Nikovim, Tanim, we are making to expose the front of Chaim Lefanov by Nikovim, we've been more making by Nikovim, Tanim than by Nikovim Zerlin. By Nikovim Zerlin is that there's more happening, there's more taking place over there. There's clearly more not there, you should cover up more parts of his body there. So the Gemara says, so why is that a penalty to Zach? It's just plain common sense. He only exposes the part that he needs. If he's only making the covenant with Ireland, then why should he expose anything in the front? So the Gemara says, Hockey is going to say that that's the pshat in the Braitha. The Braitha isn't talking about filling in the Beit HaKisi. The Braitha is talking about the covenant with Ireland and the covenant standing. So how does it read the last line in the Braitha in the Hodik, Tani Allah? The Braitha concludes at the end, Zel Kavachayim Shein Allah of Tshuva, that this kasha, that the spirit between the covenant with Ireland and the covenant standing, is a Kavachaymer that you can't logically, in Hilchus Kal and Homer, there's no way to explain it away. Friends, you what are you talking about? Mayan Olaf Chuga. Sakadamus, Achi, so it's common sense. By him, the Kavach Kalim has to expose the Kavach Kalim. The Kavach Kalim doesn't have to. Why is it such a penalty to that? Why do you consider it such a Kavach? So obviously, a lot of Tzillin, I'm not that you're talking about Tzillin. We're talking about holding on to the Tzillin in his hand, wrapping it up in the bag, holding on to Neged Libor. That we, the Tzillin of Matar on Omer Alef by Beis HaKisi Kavua, which should have been no Homer, and on the base and the bright, so we are machmer, by Beit HaKisi Aroi, it's like a thin late line. How can it be? It's not going to have to matter, just explain. But the right, you have to do Rabbi Omer Avshesh, you have to. It shows that Rabbi is wrong. That's how we hold. We hold like this, you have a lot of Alish, if on your cousin Bela, it's Mutam, on your cousin Stam, it's also. What's the answer? What's the answer? It doesn't make any sense. Second one, become a compassionate. The Rashi introduces, there is a Gemara in Yume, the first white line in Rashi. The Gemara in Yume says that when a person goes Hashtonim, if there are mitzotos of Merag Lime, then they're going to be mitzotim al-gabi raglos. So when he comes after the Beit HaKisa, people will see this, and I think that he must be at the Safamum, he must be that he's a Kushaf or something, that the Merag line doesn't come out straight. So Kushaf says one is not very Lahayla. Either this man has children. Happen to be how you come out of the his wife must have been his honor with somebody else. I who in his right mind is going to be Chayshit, but I'm talking about Shahari. People will be Chayshit, because mine, but they'll jump already. That's because of Merag Lime, I got a Raglos, and I think right away he's a Kushakha. And he's going to think, and it happened to be that he had children, so his wife was Jordan, and him on there. A wild story, and that's the way Lashem Hai goes. And the Gemara says there in Yuma, that in order to avoid such speculation, it's a mitzvah Meshavshe, and when a person does the Hashtana, he should always be careful to be Meshavshe. Not to be Mashila, Zalbona. So Nachamon, so if he's going to hold, if he's going to hold the Tillin to Yodo, then he's going to finish with the Merag Lion. Then it's a mitzvah Meshavshes that he may forget that he has a Tillin and he's even attacking a negative. And a very obvious one, he may forget, and he may drop the tefillin, or while he's holding on to it, he may not forget to hold on to the tefillin, as she says, and the tefillin will touch the Merag line. And he's going to be Nishab Shev Yeraglov, the tefillin may touch the Merag line, which will certainly be of his own to the tefillin. On the other hand, if he's in the base, like he's a Kavua, and he's holding on to the tefillin too, he has to use some pebbles to clean off his body, but then, if it's only Shifshul, remember, Achleishis, that he may think that he can do both at the same time. Hold on to the tulum, be Meshavshev, and won't realize that the tulum will either drop or will be Nogei at the Merag Lion. But if it's the Kavim Zom, he certainly will be careful. So when he's finished with the Kavim Zom, he'll have to do the cleaning of his body. I'll put that on the stone for a moment. But that's what the Gemara says, that's the answer to the Tabachim. Hachikama. Beit HaKisa Kavua means when he's doing the Kavim Zom, the Lekanik Tosos, there's no problem with the Tosos. There's a bigger problem. He has to clean off his body. That is the problem. Is this going to put away the tzul? But then, sure, then the tzul will say you're permitted to hold it with you to be mishamed the tzul. But then, I keep that right. You can so. So then, actually, because we are afraid that the Merag Lion will touch the tzul. Then, my kasha, you are here. So why do you have to put
Apparently,
he should hold on to the tulum as long as he can, and then when he has to clean off his body, he'll put it there. Apparently. Then, like, why does the Rashi say, it's a kavachayim shana lechu, just gave a good tshuva. He said, here there's a problem of mitzvot, so here there's no problem of mitzvot. Mara says, no. Amai, and all of tshuva, I mean, tshuva ma'ayus, it's a good tachilik, it's a very good distinction, then my name, hachikoma. On Milsos, this distinction between Hashtana and Beit HaKisa Kavua, Teitila B'Tarash Taimo, you should distinguish between the Kavua and Naroi with the background of Mitzotis versus lack of Mitzotis. Well, I tell you, don't try to explain the same thing, what's Muhammad, what's Muhammad, because certainly Kavua is Muhammad and Naroi. If you go with Tal versus Chomer, Yadlo, without Kavuchaima, then it'll be a Kavuchaima Shein Olam Shul, then you won't take Haroi from the cash. Okay. This, of course, the whole thing doesn't apply. It's not as good. Because you don't like filling the whole day, but the whole thing doesn't apply. Finally, I'm going to make more another price. Look, in the time to that care, a person who knows that a chasin is a simcha, it's going to take hours and hours and hours. And he didn't have a Beit HaKisa in the same building. After the Beit HaKisa, he has to show me chutz l'ir, to the sada. It's going to be quite an inconvenience. So he should see to it that he takes care of his sarachim before he starts the meal. So how can he do that? So the price he gives it is that he should walk Nahalak HaSal Pamim Dalar Amis. You should either walk Dalar Amis and then sit down try to be Yosef of Sarach each time 10 times, or you should walk 4 times Yud Amis, and each time at the conclusion of each walk you should try to be Yosef of Sarach. And this will, Rashi explains, this will somehow help, if he has to be Yosef of Sarach before, this will help bring it out. Okay. The Tanoim give an Eitz HaTeva how to take care of it. Amar Rav Yitzchak, HaNichnus L'Sud HaSheva, what's the halacha with the tefillin? So Achilas HaRoi, this man HaGemar, Achilas HaRoi was Mutter with the tefillin on, but Achilas HaSheva is also because we're afraid it may become Shikr. they may get a babu samachiri, maybe chaylet, maybe chalas nashi. That's not allowed. Chaylet tefillah. V'yahakach nichnas. He should take off the tefillin before he enters into the nichnas. Some of the shnei tefillin on the outside. They shouldn't even take it into the place where the party is. But the Gemara, Fliga de Rabchia, this member of Rabbi Yitzchak is in disagreement with Rabchia. He doesn't hold like that. On Rabchia, you should wear tefillin all day long, as much as long as possible, and even when you're going to a chasana, a five-hour function, you should leave the tefillin on the table so that when you start seeing the Shia Malo for the benching, it's still by yom. Unless it's there for the Shia, it's still by yom. And you should put on the tefillin, because once you finish your amal, if you wash my machlein, you're not going to eat anymore. So then you put on the tefillin again. The first available opportunity is when you've got the bench. Menichan al shulchana, you should leave the tefillin near the table. Zechein hadu lo, and that's the proper thing. The yad eimus, and how long should it sit on the table, and then you should put it back? Amal nach meitzma, God's man bracha, when he's ready to bench. You're at the bench, put the tefillin back up. Why shouldn't he bench with the tefillin on? Huh? You should wear tefillin as much as possible, kol ha'yer. That is what goes on at the Engant in a different topic. It's talking about the Gemara Yuma has that discussion. It's talking very little in the Gemara. The Gemara Yuma has it with the Tesis. It's really a Tesis in Yuma. And that got the Rashi cool. It's based on a Mishnah Yuma. The Mishnah Yuma says, what to do in Yuma? Mishnah Yuma says that Tangor La Yom Kippur has to go to Mikveh five times and Kishul Ha'Raglayim ten times. But the Gemara there talks, what if a Kohen had Kishul Ha'Raglayim? A Kohen is not allowed to do Avodah in the morning when it comes to the Beis Mishnah Avodah. He has to do Kishul Ha'Raglayim. And this is true all day long. He washes hands in the morning, he can do Avodah all day long. What if you had a Kohen Beis HaKiseh? So you have to wash his hands again. So the Gemara makes a chiluk between the Kohen Gedolim and the Kohen Ketanim. But you have to wash your hands. And the Gemara says, but even the Kohen, the Kohen has to wipe his body off. So body has to wash his hands. And the Kohen Ketanim, the Gemara says, it depends. Sometimes it's going to be a problem with Soto. Well, he has to be Mishashas and Baiti has to wash his hands off because he was Mishashas, he got them full of Mishashas of the Neir of Life. And sometimes what they do is Bayaz, usually there's no problem as well of Mishashas. We have a whole system, so there's no problem with Mishashas. The Gemara says, if he goes to Hashton of the Yeshiva, if he's sitting down, there's not going to be a problem of Mishashas. And then the Gemara says, Nikolai didn't get on to washing hands. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Kohen of the Beit HaMikdash can come back from the bathroom, from the Beit HaKiseh. The Gemara says in Yuma, in Mishnah, in Talmud, in Yuma, but in Midas, used to have bathrooms in the basement of the Beit HaMikdash. And whenever Kohen had to go back, they went down the staircase, and then they came back up. So did they have to wash their hands or not? It depends. Was it the Kohen Ketanim? Was it the Kohen Gedolim? Was it the Yeshiva? Was it Talmidim? The places there in Yuma discusses not Beit HaMikdash. What about this man there? What about Anyan Kippur, the fellow in Yuma? What about Anyan Kippur? The fellow wants to daven. And Anyan Kippur, you're not allowed to wash your hands with Chumrah, only if the Iker Adin requires, then it's not called the Chitzur Shal Talmud. Whenever the din doesn't require washing your hands, then it's called the Chitzur Shal Talmud. The Tzaddikim go through all these details. If it's also the Kavim Gedolim, you have to wash your hands and Iker Adin. If it was the Shif Shev, if it was the Kavim Ketanim and Shif Shev, you have to wash your hands and Iker Adin. And if my Shif Shev, then Iker Adin, you don't have to. Anyan Kippur wouldn't be allowed. All your Rambam would recommend you should wash. Anyan Kippur wouldn't allow you. That's all the Tzaddikim, and not that, the human. And that's why. Onion Kippur to use soap. Liquid soap you mean? Someone asked Rabbi Soloveitchik about that. When a person, let's say, his face, he wakes up in the morning, Onion Kippur's face is all greasy, and he wants to wash up the grease, sorry, he went to the Beit HaKiseh. If you're allowed to use liquid soap over the shower, then maybe it's sicha. Maybe it's sicha. So if I'm not mistaken, I think the Rav said that it's mutter. That if it's the lechitza is not called the lechitza shaltanis, so the sicha is also not called the sicha shaltanis. If it's the tzorech mikoyen avut, it's also not called shaltanis. No, Ayan Kippur, I didn't explain it. Ayan Kippur, then the nisa of the chitza is sicha, then it's on a separate issue. But just like sicha is forbidden and other things, the sicha tishmir on liquid soap should be an issa. So the shayla was, when he's washing his hands anyway, because they're dirty, he's telling some blood to let's say. Look at the Beit HaKiseh, his hands are dirty. So he washes his hands, why is it mutter? So it's not called the chitza shaltanis. Because the other malachwaka is the chitza v'tzoyah. So that's called the chitza shena shaltanis. So the shayla was, but what about to wash with liquid soap that has oil in it? So maybe that's an added issa of sticha, maybe that should be a... I seem to remember that the Rav said, no, that would look... So that's also called chitza shena shaltanis. Because that's the Gemara, and if you have a chatzot in the Rosh, then Noch Kedarka Vein HaChoshish, it says that if he has a market, He wants the Shneiran oil, but that's into Zan Bashemus wood that's not called Sichasol Shayim.
Was separate soil shall
we give a shot? Yeah, yeah, there's an Etheris wood. Let's say the same, but there's no Etheris wood. And there's no Etheris wood. But it's Shalos Sichayim Yom Kippur. But in one sense, it's Zan, it's a Sicha, there's no problem with the Dinoy of Sicha, it's not a problem. So it's not called Shal Shayim, he's doing it to restore. So what they're not, if the fingers are dirty, they want to remove the dirt. But also, that's what the Rabbi, I think he said, that it would not be considered a Sicha Shal Shayim. Somewhere, not that somewhere. Right, that's what the Talmud said there in Yuma, that Nikola didn't have to, Kavua, you have to wash before. Don't know. Mikra'din, I think most of the small mikra'din, you don't need a cup. And so I'm afraid in my machmir to use to wash and filter down with a cup after siesta.
Yeah.
So my machmir to use after cup. Mikra'din, you really don't. Now we want to talk about a new shayla. We discussed before. Are you permitted to put money inside a tefillin zekel? The tefillin are gufei kedusha. The tefillin zekel is tashmishi kedusha. You're not permitted to use the tefillin zekel to hold money. Even if you put the tefillin in with the money, and I love it. Also, if you don't have tefillin at all, just have money. So you're not permitted to do that. What do you do if you have an old tefillin zekel that you can't use anymore for tefillin but worn out? They put it in the shemus. They put it in the shemus, but you're not permitted to use it for anything that's a lower level. Even to use, let's say, for towers, that's a lower level. Okay, that's what Sarah has to. Let's say you have an iron kodesh and you have a sefer Torah there, and then you have a bottle of ink. You have a bottle of ink with a pen to fix the sefer Torah and so that's also, that's what Sarah has to say for Torah. If you have some of Europe for his own personal purposes, to see that it's had it there. Yeah, not the Sarah HaTzilin, then it's not proper. But that's what the Gemara brings up the issue now. Tari Chada, one brayse says, Sarah and Tzilin, Rima Ait of the Apikor Susa. He's permitted to wrap together the Tzilin with his money in his frock, in his jacket. Apikor Susa means the outer one. The Tanya doesn't have another brayse that says, you're not allowed to, loyalty, not allowed to wrap the money up together with the tefillin. So what if it is a mutter is about to say to the Gemara, there's no reason per se to wrap up tefillin with money. That's not a design of tefillin. The shayla is, if you have a tefillin, zekel, that's the yuchas of tefillin, that obtains the status of tashmishi kedusha, then you're not allowed to use it to put in money. Something more like kasha, all the yazmini, all the way yazmini. If you were mazmini for the sake of tefillin, then you're not permitted to put in certain money. But if you weren't mazmini on a jacket, then you're going to put in his pocket the same time as tefillin with the money. That's perfectly right. The pocket is not a tashmishi kedusha. It just puts in tefillin once in a while. Because it doesn't have a tefillin zekel. One of is the high suit with the tefillin. If he has a special container to put in tefillin, the azmini. The mate of a tefillin, he designated it for the purpose of putting tefillin in it. It's our bait tefillin. If he intended, he said it as such, and he actually used it for tefillin, then also the mate of a pshita. Then he's not permitted to put money in it. Pshita means coin. Of the Azmanay, the most survey, but what if he designated it? He said it aside to the Tum Zekla, let's say in a store. You go to the store, and it's a Tum Zekla. I don't know if that's so. But they never used it to put in Tum in it. So that's the Machalek is a Bible Rabbah, but the Hazman is also Hazman Alam. So we pass in that Kalavah, that Hazman Alam no food. Even though it's designated as such, but it never actually served as a Tashmishi Kedusha Mish. But what if survey the Lay Azmanay? What if I have a Talar Zekla? And one day I use a Talar Zekla to put in Tum, because I can't find my Tum Zekla. But I don't intend to use the Talmud Zekel permanently as a Talmud Zekel, just today. I put the tefillin in my pocket, I can't talk to the pocket, all of a sudden it comes as a Tashmishi Kedusha? No. That's called Sarvei Goliath. I wrapped the tefillin in it, I put the tefillin in it, but I didn't set it aside, I didn't designate it that it should remain permanently as a Talmud Zekel. Then it's an issue, and the maker, they do it, then he committed to put money in the same container. That's the way we pass from Allah like Rosa. It has not a lot of milk to eat. So we pass in either the case of Azmanay, the late Sarvei, or Sarvei, the late Azmanay. In either case, it does not become a Tashmishi Kedusha. If you hold like Abai, whom we don't hold like, only Abai, the Amarakoi, Abai holds Azmanay milk to eat. The big machlokes in Sanhedrin. And that's when Chet, the Machlokes of Abaye Rav Yehuda, the Machlokes got him, not by sin objection, but by Tachrichim. By Tachrichim, the Gemara says, if a person is a lot, not only the Meitah of the Banu, the Shamsham Meitah of the Banu, but the Tachrichim of the Banu. So the Gemara says, if a person is a lie, and he made a set of Tachrichim, then he's not called the Shamsham, he's not called the Banu. He can use it whenever he wants, he's still alive. He's not called the Banu. So I can say that they're not Tachrichim yet. The whole Medupa is that the person is already dead. So the Gemara says it depends. If the person says you have a spool of thread and you're going to use that spool of thread to make tachlichim out of it, but now it's not yet tachlichim. So the Gemara says that for sure, that's not a problem. Nobody will hold that that's called tachlichim. The whole shaila is if you bought a set of tachlichim or you make tachlichim, or you beg it by mace, and now it's the right size, so I buy a hold once it's all ready, even though you didn't yet put it on the mace, it already has the status of the shamshan mace and the tosmano. And we pass my clothes that it's not called Misham Shamesh, so it's actually Mishamesh before Amamesh. It's not Mishamesh based on your designation. It's only labeled as Mishamesh, it's actually Mishamesh. This machlok is like Misham Shamesh, applies also to Tashmishay Kedusha, to the same Tashmishay on Mishamesh. Rabbi holds that it's Chal Hashem Mishamesh Tashmishay Kedusha. When you designate it as one anointing, once it's designated as a Tashmishay Kedusha, it's already labeled Tashmishay Kedusha before it's Mishamesh before Amamesh. And we pass my clothes, not until it's actually Mishamesh. So the Gemara says, well, by the Yama Azman Amulsi, even if Karmta Abayi who holds that Azman alone asks, that's only one direction. Azman Abayi 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 Chorvei will be also Bano. You won't be able to put in money. Let's say a Tzilin Zekal in the store that no one ever used to, but they will manufacture the same Tzilin Zekal. So then it'll be also to put in money.
So we only talk more, so let's say, the star, can you
allow
to put in the star
inside the film record? Of course not. No other purposes other than film.
Oh, nothing else.
Right, nothing else. That's the time, let's say, in a bookstore. A Mechasran has a lot of film records. The coin to buy all of the film records will be called Tashmishi Kshushis. Mishin Dura has a child about that.
That's
not even Hasmana. You have to have in mind a specific pair of films. That's what the Mishin Dura is lawyer. Let's say, I didn't, just like if the person didn't die yet, I'm still alive, and I have a tachrichim. I have a tachrichim hanging in my closet. So this tachrichim is a mutabamor. So let's say the Mishmadura has a chidish alok. Let's say I made a tzilin zekel, but I didn't buy the there soon yet. Let's say bar mitzvah block is going to become bar mitzvah. Your mother makes him a fancy tzilin zekel, and he didn't deliver the tzilin yet from her store. Put his name, but they didn't get the tzilin yet. So the Mishmadura says that's like the tachrichim, and the fellow didn't buy yet. And he says that it's a mutabamor. And other things that this Giraud, what's what you're doing with the Mishnah Guru, said that it's not the same. He thought that by a maid, Misham Shah maid has to be Misham Shah this maid. Because it means that the Tachrichim are not only also Baal Noah to use it for other purposes, Rabbi knew that for another maid either, but it turns out that he used to put in any pair of tools. So Hasmana, a point of that Hasmana, Milsi, by Tzilin Zekel, doesn't have to be Muslim for a particular pair of tools. As long as it's Muslim, it's worth Tzilin. So if you'll make a Tzilin Zekel before the Rabbanish one gives the Mitzvah Tzilin, but then that's what he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, which he made it first to make the he made the army before he made the lukas, but he made the first to make the lukas and then to make the army. I think that's how Rashi writes on the ground. What about the army and the lukas? Was that also?
I
think Rashi has that solution for him. I think a conflict about the lukas and the yorah.
Have
to look at the words. If the bishlof says something about the tzibur, you had to come first on the, I think on the lukas. Before you had a tzibur on lukas, then you can't give a tzibur on yorah. But once the Tzibah Lukas existed, then it was Nisayam, which tried to make an Aram first. So once the Mitzvah exists, I'm making an Aram, that's going to be the Yuchas from the Lukas, that are not here yet. But before you even have a Tzibah on a Lukas, you can try to have a Tzibah on an Aram. So that's what the Bishkirah thinks of with that Mishnah Bura. He thinks that if you have a Tzilin Zekah, that's the Yuchas, to put Tzilin in, even though you personally don't have a specific pair of Tzilin in mind, you don't possess a pair of Tzilin yet. But you plan to put a pair of Tzilin in it, that you didn't put it in like a Havai, which it isn't. You don't have like a Havai anyway. It's all Mr. Guru's theoretical anyway. He's talking to Din. What is it like a bite? What's with the Din has it? Mr. Bill claims that if it did what it did like Abai, that Azmana Milti would only be called Azmana if you have in mind a specific pair of tefillin. If you have to look at it, not so. As long as you have in mind to put tefillin in, it's good enough to miss the tefillin
in
existence.
With the towel stuck in the drawer, or a blanket.
Yeah, it's a five position. Okay, so Rava holds, but Abaya holds that Nishamshin is called, I'll say that it's only Nishamshin, it's Nishamshin, Nishamshin. The original thing about it, it's not Tzilin until you finish making the Tzilin. You're not going to say it's Tzilin, I'll say it's Tzofo. But the Tzilin Zekel, that's what Abaya holds, it's Tzilin Zekel, it's only the third Tzilin, and then he has the status of such Nishamshin. Anyway, we don't pass like Abaya. Rabbi Gamal is one of those that either Frank Papai holds those money, it does make an Easter, that's only Hazan, I've got the Lord's survey. If he designated it to serve the children, then you're not allowed to put money in it. But if it's Fakir survey, but if he puts children in, then it still depends. The Hazan, if he intended to designate it permanently only for children, then also, then you're not permitted to put money in. The Lay Hazan, and if he didn't designate it permanently, then what? Okay, now we're going to continue with Ignatim of Shneelis, Bushis, Hatzilin, and Ignatim of Bishis. It's not going to last that long.
Passing
around the rent from the Tashmish. Tashmish does not have the status of Tashmish. He may put money in there. Only for film, yeah,
they
have money. Right. You can even remove it from its own deco. Tashmish does not have the status of Tashmish. Rashi, in the beginning of Chumash, quotes the Medrash that giving the Torah should have begun from Achayis Zalachem, but especially Sheikh Meister, even the Amal Lachos Shem, Machos Goyim, so the Boshim had a right to all Chum in Quraish and Sittah. Well, what's the significance over here? This is the first mitzvah that we see. This is not the first mitzvah that Zerah has. Zerah has other mitzvahs. This is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. That was given to Klal Yisrael. What is back to this mitzvah? A mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael? So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Aminei the point that is to Rambam HaSam, the Sefer point that is to Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Kiddush HaKadosh and the Yibur HaShon, and that's the Mitzvah HaKadosh HaZal HaKam, the Kriya Saluar, has to be done after in Eretz Yisrael. What's the significance of after in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara has sometimes an exception to the rule. The end of Brachos, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva, when he left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Babel for a spell for a while, so he was allowed to do Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibur HaShon HaKutzvah. So other Rabbanim, when they go to Chutzvah, it's not allowed. But the Kiva was an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, well, because he left the Moshe Baruch Yisrael, he was the God of Hador. And it was clear and obvious to everyone that there was nobody there, and Eretz Yisrael was as great as he was. Well, how come the din changes? The great Talmid Chacham, the din is different. So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on this Rambam, the Kiddush HaMishnayis and Chayrus, and Chayrus HaFlamid, that the Rambam says the reason why the Kiddush HaChayrus had to take place in Eretz Yisrael is because it has to be done by Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, the Ikra of Klal Yisrael, those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam brings as a mushel to demonstrate that this is so, that there is a din of 500 Baruch Shal Tzibur, that if it does not go to Paschim's an error, that the Rambam Shal Nam Lais on Shabbos, whatever, you might eat certain Mechel, you might eat certain kinds of dam. And the Rambam has Tzibur violates this Yisra Kore, the Shekik thinking that Bez Nagol knows what they're talking about, and later on Bez Nagol realizes that they made a mistake. So we all require that each and every individual person should bring a carbon chatzis to the Chilu Shabbos, or for the Chilu, or for the dam. But Bez Nagol buys one carbon, a part of a level of Tzibur, and everybody gains a kapar thereby. So this special thing, that's the whole Harius, the first person Harius as well as others. But that special thing, a part of a level of Tzibur, only applies if the Rav has Tzibur to the Eretz Yisrael. Violated that area. You don't have an line, let's say, there are more Jews living in New York and in Europe and in Russia than in the whole area. How many Jews living there? So 3 million Jews. And the rest of the world, there are more than 3 million Jews. So the Gemara says, we're not considered the Iker of Kali Yisrael. The Iker of Kali Yisrael, only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara that Gimel and Harir. If you only count those, the Hairah, the Lord HaHarad Yeshu Yeretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara to show that what the Gemara learned about in the Pasuk in Malachi. And when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Midrash, he says, everybody showed up, Kohol Gadol, so the Baruch Hamor, Nachem and Tzad. So the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael,
because he said the most points in Eretz Yisrael, everybody showed up. You see, the Nelam Dover, 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 is only the call those who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Ikar HaKol, those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have the Godel HaDor, even if you happen to be in Chutz La'aretz, the Godel HaDor always represents the Tzibur. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush HaKodesh has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's not a special din, Eretz Yisrael based on Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, both of our events in Eretz Yisrael, is considered that this is doing on the behalf of Klal Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh is not only that this is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah has to be miskayem, so you didn't call Yisrael. It can only be done by those who represent Klal Yisrael. Who represents it? The Rambam Shikhi, only the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has to function in Eretz Yisrael. The person has to be in Eretz Yisrael, can even function in Chutz La'aretz. So here, it has to function the first representatives of Klal Yisrael, so the mitzvah has to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in the end of Brachas that what if you have Rabbi Akiva who's the God of Hazor, then what if he has to most of Eretz Yisrael? So wherever he goes, even if he's in Chutz La'aretz has a special status, he always represents Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam writes interesting. That's what the Chacham Sofer and the Rabbi Eliezer point out that line in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's in Tetzik Kuf Nun Gimel. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh in Yigur HaShonah, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaLuach. The Rambam counted as one mitzvah, the Rishonah counted as two mitzvahs, Kiddush HaKodesh Yigur HaShonah, and the Rambam counted as one mitzvah, Kriyas HaLuach. So the Rambam writes that even this man Azeh, that we don't have a bezin declaring Kiddush HaKodesh Yigur HaShonah. How does it happen? So he says it goes by itself, so what does it mean? So that whereas the Ramban writes there, and on our subject on the side, he says that Hillel HaShemi established a bezin, and he was the Kaddish Kadosh and Abishan, and he set up a system, and he said, on the Kaddish, everything that we have girls said, until Mashiach will come. That's how the Ramban says. And the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says it's not that Hillel HaShemi did it. Rambam says that the Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael today, are the ones who continue to be the Kaddish Kadosh and the Abishan. So the Rishonim and Achronim ask, who, what, when, where, there's nobody with Shlicha, what does the Rambam write to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? And then the Rambam writes, and if Cholila, the whole Jewish Yishev in Eretz Yisrael were to disappear, the Yadin Tavim would cease to exist. The whole calendar would cease to exist. So the Rambam writes, that's impossible, that'll never happen. She says, if the Chana HaBayre, the Rambam Shlom Tana says, that Klal Yisrael will never disappear. What is Klal Yisrael disappearing? Well, we all live all over the world. So the Rambam holds, that's what the Rambam Yadin Achron Tavim says. The Ikar of Klal Yisrael of only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wrote in Tirush HaMishnayim. So when the Rebbe Shlomo made a haftacha that Klal Yisrael will never cease to exist, it means they'll never cease to be some farmers in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Chacham Sofer writes that lashon. The farmers who are working on the farm, the Ikarim, and the Yokvin, those are pressing out their wine, and the Yekef, and the farmers are planting and harvesting and fertilizing the field, those Parshat of Balabashim, those are the Ikar of Klal Yisrael. If they were to cease to exist, if anybody would move to Chutz La'aretz, the Rambam writes that would be considered kloya on the part of Klal Yisrael. But no Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. If one of them comes, that'll never happen. But that's why we know that there's always going to be a group of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Those Jews are the ones who make the Yom Kippur today. When they decide that yesterday, 2 days ago, was Rosh Chodesh, it's not us. We decide. Not the Hillel HaShemi. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. Not the Hillel HaShemi is the Kaddish everything in advance. He says that we today are the Kaddish. Who's the we today? The Klal Yisrael. Which Klal Yisrael? Those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, yeah.